InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, October 8th, 2024 transmission. We are 27 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes to the most important election in world history. All right, I did a lot of research and a lot of preparation in the last 30 years for what I'm going to be covering today. And I've sent the crew over 20 clips, and I've got over 100 documents right here. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to do a big presentation for everybody on what's really going on with weather weapons. And I'm going to show you the admitted father of weather weapons. Just search his name, Ben Livingston, father of weather weapons. In fact, we ought to print an article on that, Fox News, CNN, from about 2007. And I was the first to interview him. A listener sent me a link when they declassified it, and he hadn't been on the news yet. So I called him. He lived in Lubbock. He was 90-something years old then, still very sharp. He was in World War II. And then right through to the 90s, commanding Air Force operations for weather control. One of the longest serving people in Air Force history. And he came to Austin and I interviewed him for 2 days and showed all the documents that were suddenly not secret. Kind of a big deal. He got a visit from the U.S. government a week later and told me he was not allowed to talk to me anymore. So we have that information for you. And I'm going to tee it up for 30 minutes from now, bottom of the hour, and I'm going to go over all of it here today. And I have congressional testimony concerning all this. I have the UN Treaty on Weather Modification and Control from 1977. I have the U.S. Public Law from 1976. And these are all from .gov. So I'm going to show you all the official U.S. government documents, National Science Foundation, Special Commission on Weather Modification. I'm going to show you the Stanford Research Certification in the late 60s that the Pentagon, in association with the Department of Energy, could completely control hurricanes, could create them, strengthen them, kill them, steer them, turn them, control them. And then we have the bold headlines that I put up on X that the Kamala Harris, you know, the Biden-Harris administration is in control of this hurricane. Now, how do I know that? Well, if you've got a local fire department and there's, a 10-story building on fire and the fire department just decides to not respond, they made the decision to let it burn. And they control the situation by deciding to let it burn. So they have the power certified easily with just 5 or 6 big aircraft. And that's the old technology, not the lasers that are all certified and the Doppler radar they also have on ships and large oil drilling platforms that they've launched. They can totally just make this thing stop and dump the water in the ocean. And on 9/11, the hurricane was going to hit, remember, in 2001, but that meteorologists never saw anything like it. It just turned away from the coast and went away because that was going to get in the way of some of the stuff the deep state was up to. So we've got a big broadcast for you today. I got a lot of news I'm going to cover in the meantime before we do that. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, it is Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. The election is 27 days away. The deep state is in high gear trying to suppress conservative voting blocs in the United States. The State Department's busy stealing elections and trying to block elections of populists around the world. We've got a lot of news on that. Elon Musk did another powerful 2-hour-long, devastating to the deep state interview with the great Tucker Carlson yesterday. We have amazing excerpts of that. We have an incredible interview that Kamala Harris did, obviously, on 60 Minutes, where she screwed the pooch royally and looked like a deer in the headlights that has been run over. We have big developments, obviously, with ongoing expansions of war in the Middle East. We have not just one witness, but multiple ones, including the FBI director, inadvertently against himself, telling people on July 13th that Trump was not shot at. And the witnesses are saying they were interviewed, and the FBI said, you didn't see that, he fell down. They were trying to cover it up that first 8 hours and maybe just decide to gaslight people into not believing. And remember, Forbes and AP and others said he wasn't shot the first hour, first 6, 7, 8 hours. And then Google for months wouldn't even say that there'd been an attempted assassination, wouldn't even show the image. They really tried to make you have amnesia, like in Men in Black, where they hold up the little device that erases your memory, your short-term memory, your short-term memories. But it didn't work. Kind of like, Harris, I'm the border czar. I was never the border czar. That's insane. I'm going to ban fracking days later. I never said that. You're a conspiracy theorist. I want to take all your semi-automatic guns. I don't want to take your semi-automatic guns. That's insane. So they're doing the same thing here. Assassination witnesses claims FBI agent insisted Trump wasn't really shot but was bleeding from hitting his head on the podium. And then you saw the director of the FBI say maybe he wasn't hit and then back off it the next day. So they're trying to introduce that, but it's not working. And that's a bigger story than just them trying to cover up the attempted assassination of Trump. It's just the ongoing psychological gaslighting, that's what the term, that is going on. And boy, Harris stumbles after CBS calls her out for stealing Biden's delegates. You were handed the nomination, no primary, no votes. That's not how our system is intended to work. While the rats are leaving the sinking ship. We got that clip coming up. Now, at the bottom of the hour, 33 after, in 23 minutes, we come out of that break, I am going to judiciously, but as quickly as I can, lay out what's really happening with the last two hurricanes, Helen and Helena and Milton. Now, I want to explain something. We can put up the live show feed from X if we can, because I wrote that headline right before I went live. I want to show it to people. And I make the point that the government is in control of these hurricanes. I'm going to explain in a moment. We exclusively lay out the smoking gun government documents proving feds have had the power to completely control hurricanes since 1967. The Pentagon / Department of Energy is in control of Hurricane Milton, one of the most powerful storms in history, set to devastate Florida Wednesday. Now, how do I say that? And I'll lay it all out at the bottom of the hour and show the proof. More than 15 years ago, you look at the date of the Ben Livingston interview, a listener called into the show and said they just declassified today, and I got a bunch of emails, that the Pentagon certified by the late 60s total control of hurricanes. And the man that directed the weather weapon project for the Air Force from World War II through Vietnam, and then was still a consultant and worked for the Pentagon into his 90s, Ben Livingston, who led squadrons over Vietnam in Operation Popeye, flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail, had complete control of hurricanes by the late 1960s, certified by the Pentagon and Stanford Research Institute at Stanford. Total control. Now, that was just with cloud seeding. Now, with the electromagnetic systems they've got, and with lasers, and I'll show you mainstream news admitting that, they have total control beyond even what they had then. They can create hurricanes, create tornadoes, steer them, make them stronger, make them weaker, kill them, whatever they want. So if they have that power, why do we have record hurricanes? And they're saying Milton may break all the records, already is. They become a first Cat 6. It's been back and forth Cat 5, the strongest level, 180 miles an hour as of yesterday. Now it's slowed down to 150 right now. They say it's going to speed back up as it hits Florida, western Florida, the most conservative areas. So again, if the fire department has a, say, 8-story building in downtown, and it's on fire, and they can put it out with 6-7 engines, but they decide to not go put it out, you would say the fire department helped burn that building down. The fire department made the decision to not control it, so that was a form of control in not controlling it. It's the same thing. If you leave your 1-year-old baby in the backyard by the pool, and you go inside to take a nap, there's a good chance your kid's going to drown. You've killed your kid. So I'm going to explain it. Everybody debates whether it's a weather weapon or not. They are constantly manipulating these things, and you've got all the flights that are confirmed with the big weather control planes in Helena, and now in Milton, the flight paths are public. I'll show you those. And it's the classic flight path where they go and they spray on the edge and turn it, and they go inside to speed it up and go in circles and put out different chemicals. And you've got them leading Helena right in and right up into the key areas they wanted to flood, the most conservative areas of the South. It just went all over them perfectly, dumping NOAA-level, you know, floods on them. So I'll get into all this at the bottom of the hour. And then now the same thing's happening with Milton. So this is going on, and they treat us like children. And just go, oh, you know, they had all these articles about me the last few days. Oh, Alex Jones, he's a conspiracy theorist. He says they're flooding everything for lithium. No, I'm not the one saying that. Everybody else is. And yeah, of course, the land grab from the disasters. They always, that's a side issue. That's like a dessert. That's gravy. It's about wrecking the west coast, the panhandle of Florida, which both storms are, the first one did, and the second one's going to be even worse, they're saying, and Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina, other key areas, so they can't vote. And I've got Axelrod and other Democrats saying this is great. This could hand North Carolina and maybe even Georgia to us. So, I mean, you want to play the clips? I've already played them days ago. And I said the first couple days, look, this is going to hurt conservative voters in rural areas because it's easy to get the cities back up. It's hard to get the rural areas back up, especially in the mountains. So it's all there. So if I leave a big platter, a big pan of grease on my range, and I fill it to the top with Crisco, and then I turn it on high, and I get in the car and say I'm going to church, when the house burns down, the fire department's going to probably get me charged for arson, for insurance fraud, because they're going to say, well, how the hell did you leave a whole thing of grease on here? Oh, I just forgot. So they can control these hurricanes, certified, late 1960s. I'll show you the documents. The father weather weapons. He's typing Ben Livingston, father weather weapons. I'll show it all to you. And you have to understand that. Because they'll be like, oh, he says they're in control of these. Obviously, they spun them up or controlling them. They're record level. They're attacking with precision exactly where they want. And the Pentagon and the CIA brag how they've done this all over the world to other people, including during elections, they flooded people. Did you know that? I've got those articles. So they've got the capacity. They've done it before. They're obsessed with it. I'm going to show you the CIA director admitting it all on C-SPAN. And then you're going to read articles everywhere today and tomorrow. Jones blames the hurricanes on the Biden-Harris administration. And I mean, they're in control. They're not blocking it. They could have, according to Ben Livingston, with old technology, 1960s technology, five big aircraft, and they can go to the biggest hurricane, and he's flown into typhoons, by the way. Those are even faster. They spin the other direction of the Pacific. He, and it's on record, it's been declassified, said with five aircraft, he could kill any hurricane, and he did over and over again. And that was the early stuff in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Then they got the project. He talks about it all in an hour-long interview with me, several of them. To steer them. And they had their math, they had their meteorologists, they had their info, and very quickly they were like, this is easy. We can speed them up, we can slow them down, we can turn them, we can kill them, and we can make them. We can make them. Now you're going to see him say all that. You understand? So I'm just giving you a prelude right now of what's coming up. Now, you might want to take the live links at Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars and at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And you might want to share those with people so they can actually tune in. And once we archive this from the live show, once we cut it out and post it, I suggest you share it because you see all this overhead shot, please. You see all these stacks right here? These are UN documents, U.S. government documents, congressional reports. This is all admitted right here, stack after stack after stack. And you can go search anything you see here, and you can go read the reports on the U.S. government's own websites, on the UN's website, and you can look at it with your own eyeballs. So, Livingston ran Operation Popeye, Storm Fury, controlling hurricanes. It's all right there. So, just like they're blocking aid to the ravaged conservative areas, admitting they don't want voting to be back in time with 27 days, and just like Mayorkas said, sorry, no money for you, we give $1 billion to illegal aliens, now they just caught them, even Fox is reporting it, with $7 billion slush fund that FEMA has. Yeah, Mayorkas is out to get us, folks. He's put in there, not to be incompetent, but to competently use the bureaucracy to bring this country to its knees. It's called Cloward and Piven. So, it's all coming up today. Now, I'm going to go ahead and start getting into Musk some now. Then we'll go to break in about 9 minutes and come back. And I'm going to, as quickly as I can, go through all this. I have Rodney Howard Brown, who's a great pastor, has the biggest church there in the Tampa area, joining us at the start of the next hour to give us an update on what they're expecting there. Tampa rarely actually gets hit directly because of the topography and the way the weather works. But we're going to be discussing that with him and then moving back into all of this. And I intend to open the phones up for all of you as well. But I am going to have to later, man, this Musk interview is just powerful. He explains the death cult and why they want us to hate ourselves so they can control our lives and make us give up and be slaves. He says it's team humanity versus team death. Just, this is massive. And then we've got him talking about Bill Gates and how there's these globalists that are using the sex rings and how the deep state is the Epstein list. Let's go ahead and play clip 15 first. Here it is.
But she'll just say whatever words are on the teleprompter. So, you know, it's really whoever controls the teleprompter is the actual sort of, that's who's actually in charge.
And who is that, do you think?
Well, I've tried to pin it down. It's not like any one kind of mastermind. It's not like, it seems to be like Kamala's sort of a marionette with, you know, a thousand puppet masters type of thing. Like not, it's, or maybe it's somewhere north of 100 is what it seems like.
Yes. I bet you know 80 of them.
I probably know most of them, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just by virtue of your job and what you've been doing for the last 30 years, I mean, you
yeah.
And I should say, I think you voted for Biden.
I'd like to see a matchup of those, call it the top 100 puppet masters on the FDN client list.
Do you think there's some overlap?
Strong overlap. Strong overlap.
When are we going to see that list, do you think?
I don't know. It's mind-blowing they've not tried to prosecute even one. Not even the worst offender on the Epstein client list. They've not even tried to prosecute even one. That's insane.
Well, because they have a lot of diabetic grandmothers who were outside the Capitol on January 6th. They're kind of occupied.
Yeah, I mean, they've put like, whatever, 500 or 600 January 6th protesters in prison and not one person on the Epstein client list.
Will that ever come out, do you think?
You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah. Do you think Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gates.
Yeah. Yeah. And I only ask that because you just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my vice president of business development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Look how far we've come. Everything we talked about decades ago is now mainstream news. And Elon Musk is reaching a billion people a day now. Literally just devastating the enemy. Praise God. Thank you, God. And thank you for all the people that spread the word across this country and the world about the New World Order so that we understand it's team human versus team demon. It's team God versus team Satan. Now, he talks about this a long time. I'm just going to play a short clip of it, the full clip's on InfoWars.com. But here he is talking about why they're so anti-life. Here's Elon Musk.
So let me just address those in order. So the first is you say we need more people and not commit civilizational suicide.
Yeah.
It does seem like the U.S. government, if you take three steps back, is pretty committed to making fewer Americans.
Yeah.
There's a lot of anti-fertility propaganda.
A lot.
Actually, that seems like their main sort of domestic social policy is convincing you not to have kids. What is that?
I mean, that's certainly part of civilizational suicide. The environmental movement in the extreme is fundamentally misanthropic and anti-human.
Yes.
They start seeing humans as a plague, a blight on the surface of the earth. That if that earth would be this paradise if only the humans weren't here. And some people actually say this explicitly. There's the extinctionist society that is literally this guy who's the head of the extinctionist society was on the front page of the New York Times, quoted as saying, there are 8 billion people in the world, it would be better if there were none. So there's some people who actually say that explicitly, which is completely insane. He's advocating a Holocaust for all of humanity. To utter madness, he should be condemned for such a statement, but he wasn't, for some reason. Now most people on the sort of, environmental movement have that implicitly. They don't realize that they have that as their optimism.
All right, so if you want to stop the globalist agenda, you have to understand this. He goes on for like 10 minutes. We're going to air it later after I hit the weaponization of the weather, the fact they could kill the hurricanes. Instead, they're obviously turbocharging them, and we have the flights. We have the evidence. We know what's going on. I'll break it down next segment. But that's why this broadcast is so important. That's why you're so important. We're changing the world together, and we make it easier for you to support us at this critical time. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, and this I'm more excited about this product than anything we put out in 10 years except X2 and X3. Just the iodine in this is super bioavailable and has all these other key trace elements and things in it that is amazing. Sea moss, this particular type, is known to be incredible. It's the hottest thing. This is one of the top developers and companies in the country that we were able to private label this through. So you're not going to get better. It's 40% off. Via three bottles, even more, out of the gates. They have combo deals. They have three-pack deals. It is at thealexjonesstore.com. Every action in your body must have iodine. This has some of the most bioavailable, best in the world, plus all these other super nutrients in it. It is incredible. I love it. I've been on it for over a month. You can see the difference in me. It is insanely good, and the gummies taste great. They're concentrates of it. Ultimate sea moss at thealexjonesstore.com exclusively. And there's all the great t-shirts and all the great hoodies and all the great ball caps with our sponsor that no matter what happens to InfoWars, and it's supporting InfoWars big time right now, has pledged to commit to keep us up on air with the new operation, and we're trying to get the capital in to be sure the crew is there so we can be as effective as we've always been, maybe more effective. And people are starting to come through. I want to thank you all. There's a limited run of these. They'll get more in a few weeks, but they're going to sell out quickly. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the coordinates to get these great products. Ultimate sea moss, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you go there, again, they also have an ultimate green food that's way better than athletic greens. That's, by the way, excellent. It's even better, even stronger, similar formula, but even better, and you get more of it for the price. One bag of athletic greens is like $100. This is way under that, and it's more of it, and it's better if you actually look at all the ingredients and where they're sourced. I'm not knocking AG greens. It's the best-selling thing in the country. I was taking AG greens, so we got these. I was also taking our green sprouts from drjonesnaturals.com. It's excellent. But Optimal Human is also available and has a great starter pack and, you know, all the rest of it in the bottle to shake it up in at thealexjonesstore.com. Also want to thank everybody that's been donating to our legal defense. That's beyond critical. The enemy's attacking us from all sides. You're the reason we're still on air. Thank you for keeping us in the fight. Go to realalexjones.com to donate. I want to thank all those that did. Realalexjones.com to donate. The Alex Jones Store for the ultimate sea moss and all the other great products.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, etc. on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print is probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
One of the biggest hurricanes and most powerful ever. Category 5 yesterday slowed to Category 4. They're saying it's going to speed back up to 5. They hope back down to 3, making landfall just south of Tampa Wednesday. It was up to 180 miles an hour yesterday. It's 130 miles an hour right now. It has trillions of gallons of water in it. Now, I'm going to state a fact, and then I'm going to lay it out. The U.S. government, secretly by 65, had certified that they had total control of hurricanes and typhoons. By 67, the Pentagon confirmed it and certified it. And in 69, the program was taken from Ben Livingston, who we're going to show you clips of, that I interviewed first. He's been on Fox News, you name it. Running weather operations in World War II at the end, right through Vietnam and being a consultant into his 90s for the Pentagon. He led squadrons in Operation Storm Fury controlling hurricanes and Operation Popeye in Vietnam. We posted it before. We're going to repost it to X today. It's called InfoWars Weather Wars Report. It's an hour-long documentary with Livingston. Also interviewed him for 2 hours on radio. We're going to dig that out and repost it to X. I just thought of that. 1 week after he went back to Lubbock from flying here with his wife to be interviewed by me, I called him. He said, I can't talk to you. Got a visit from high up U.S. government. And even though it's classified, they told me not to talk to you or anybody else anymore. He did a Fox interview before he got that visit. So I interviewed him first. Fox interviewed him a few days later and then never talked to again. And he's in the documents that were declassified as the commander of it. He was the first person to ever fly into a typhoon in 1945 and cloud seeded. So I'm going to play excerpts of that and more. I'm going to show you the UN documents, the U.S. government documents, the Storm Fury documents that are on the government website, .gov, US.gov. I'm going to show you the CIA director admitting it, Bill Gates admitting it, all of it. Now, here's the key, and I'll go through all the evidence. It is a fact the U.S. government can create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, make them bigger, make them smaller, make them turn left, make them turn right, make them stop, make them, they can control them like a joystick. And we have the confirmed flights by the Department of Energy, who's over this. NOAA just monitors the weather. Department of Energy with the Pentagon runs the programs. I'll show you all the documents. Since the 40s. And they're in control. Whether they're messing with it or not, they could kill it. And the power to kill something is the power to control it. Now, obviously, we have the flights. We show the planes going in, steering it. You see the flights move. They're controlling it. And that's with the old technology. Then they've got the lasers. Then they've got the ground radar they can ionize it with. I have all the newscast on that. And today I'm covering it, but tonight or so, by tomorrow, I'm going to get in the studio, the little studio, and I'm going to, because it'll take 2 hours, and I'm going to show you 50-plus clips I've got. I'm going to make a statement, show you the document, show you the news admitting it. So, again, you see my headlines. I'm going to be attacked for that. Jones says government in control of it. They are. The evidence is they're manipulating it. But even if you remove that evidence, they're letting it hit. They cannot deny that they could kill it in the Gulf of Mexico with five aircraft in the 1960s. And they got all sorts of ships out there with these high-powered radar control systems. You can pull up, you know, Associated Press, Dubai making the desert green with Doppler radar. China, you know, making it rain with Doppler radar. Trillion-watt lasers. So they control these things. That's a fact. They'll gaslight you and say, oh, no, no, no. They'll tell you Kamala Harris isn't against fracking or doesn't want your guns, even though she does. And they'll say Trump didn't get shot. They're back in the news saying that. They'll tell you two men can have a baby and there aren't X and Y chromosomes. They're lying to you. So as this thing barrels forward, understand that. Now, the first thing I want to play, and you ought to go to the C-SPAN archives and watch the whole thing. This is 1995, Robert Fletcher, who did a great job coalescing the public documents then and warning the public and state legislatures, and they were demonizing him in Congress. They were speechless when he brought up the U.S. Senate report that I have a copy of here from decades before. I also have the head of the Defense Department, William Cohen, in 1997, in a briefing at the Pentagon that was public, picked up by AP and Reuters, admitting the U.S. government controls the weather and has weather weapons and earthquake weapons. You want to see that? We got that. Got too much evidence. But they talk to you like you're children and say this stuff doesn't exist. All right, here is Robert Fletcher in front of Congress.
Sure. Another question in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own, that not only does it exist, that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
Senator Pell.
I just want to repeat before I turn to
question. So we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, new world order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the Senator's own statement. So, yes, I have to do stand on that.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And, of course, he then delivered to them, as he did on my show back then in studio, and as he did to the legislatures, huge binders with all the documents. That's how I learned about all this when I was first getting on air in 1994-95. Fletcher came to town, came on my Access TV show, came on my local radio show, and he gave me huge binders that are somewhere, but I've got the documents now because the Internet didn't have all these on it then. He got it from the U.S. archives. He spent a year in D.C. digging them all out. So we stand on his shoulders. I had Fletcher on a few years ago. I think he's still alive. I want to get him on. He actually worked for the CIA on record. So, let's continue here with what's happening before I had all these documents. Now, some of this is overlapping because there's an hour-long interview with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. And then I'm going to show him talk about this, and I'm going to show you the documents. But the Air Force and the Navy, in consultation with Stanford Research Institute, certified all this in the mid-60s. And then it got made secret and given to another division in 67 and 69, that they, quote, had full control of hurricanes, could create them, could steer them, could kill them. And there is report to Congress, need for a national weather modification research program, 1974. Well, they already had it. And there was a Nobel Prize won in 92 that Bill Gates has now picked up on. He bought the company to, quote, spray the atmosphere to, quote, give the Earth sunscreen to stop global warming. They just add nuclei of barium salts, aluminum dioxide, different forms of silver oxide into the fuel. Then the jet engines put out the nuclei causing particles. And they go, oh, that's just ice crystals. Well, I remember before the mid-90s, a plane would fly by high and you'd see the crystals form. Then it would disappear in a minute. Remember? As a kid, you'd watch it disappear if you're old enough. And you'll see jets right by another jet that's chemtrailing and its trails are staying. And a jet right by, it's not leaving trails. So they talk to us like we're dumb. It's called geoengineering, high altitude aerosol campaigns. There's congressional hearings. Go watch it. So let's go to SP1. Here's Livingston talking about some of the history. I'm interviewing him. And then we'll go to another clip where he talks about it being certified by the U.S. government. Here it is.
Livingston, I'm the first person to ever see a cloud with the intention to cause it to do military damage. I know I can say that, and I did it several times before the next person did it.
Tell me what these clouds are we're looking at.
Well, these clouds were located up in the southern part of North Vietnam, and we needed to make rain down on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, Highway 1. But there weren't any real clouds around. There were a number. This was the end of the monsoon season, but there were a number of these small clouds that barely reached the freezing level, and by putting a small amount of silver iodide in there, we got them to collect and start to build. And as they built, we just worked on the largest tower in the group until in very short time, we had clouds that were
You told me this cloud got 14 inches of...
Well, this cloud, of course, this is all the same cloud.
Oh, clear, top secret. Eyes only, as high as you could get. I got interested in weather modification when I was a farm boy. I never could understand why the clouds wasn't bigger, had a little more shade, and was chopping that cotton. So I got in the Navy. I managed to get into meteorology school, and I think that's really where I learned most of my physics. I was assigned to the Typhoon Squadron in Guam, where I served for 3 years as a flat meteorologist and meteorological engineer. From there, I came back to some additional school at Texas A&I University down in Kingsville. And from Kingsville, they sent me to the Hurricane Hunter Squadron in Jacksonville, Florida. That squadron, of course, had just become involved in Project Storm Fury. So when I reported to that duty station as a meteorological engineer, I was immediately designated the military member of the Storm Fury Advisory Board. We were doing quite a lot of testing work out over the test range at China Lake, California, where we dropped cloud seeding flares or silver iodide generators into clouds or just where we wanted to see what the reaction was. And it was there when I learned for sure that you could really change a cloud by the amount of silver iodide you put in it and where you put it.
This cloud here, from the time it started raining till it quit, it put out a little over 14 inches of precipitation.
What did that do to the North Vietnam Maze?
Well, it just washed all the roads out, and there was a bridge attached to a mountain that that bombed and could not get rid of it. This heavy rain washing out down that river took that bridge out.
So you guys finally got it done.
This was on October 13th. These are cloud seeding dispensing units on the side of C-130s. As you can see, that these units held 52. These dispensers held 52 units. And under here on this F-4, we had these camouflaged so they looked like they were.
Did you fly those?
Yes.
You piloted the F-4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're a jet pilot too, huh?
Yeah, I did these for about 7 years.
You fly them all, huh? That's neat.
And these were our own airplanes, the airplanes I had in my commercial cloud seeding business. See?
All right, let's stop right there.
Turbocharged.
I'm going to go to the next clip where he talks about certifying it, U.S. government controlling hurricanes. I'm going to show you Congress documents, U.N. treaties, all of it. And this just broke. So I'm going to move Pastor Brown back 15 minutes. He'll understand. He's in Tampa. Congress is now confirming that Hurricane Helena did have U.S. government weather weapon planes in it. Now, we already have the tracks. We already have the tail numbers. They don't even hide this crap. It just broke. It's on Infowars.com. Breaking. Lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude Hurricane Helena was DOD-linked weather weapon deployed against American people. Bombshell. There's Dale Whittington, who we're getting on the show, I think, tomorrow. So there you go, of Geoengineering Watch, with Colonel McGregor. That's kind of a big deal. Those clips are coming up. Okay, let's go to Livingston talking about after he's still in Vietnam, but coming back and then running projects and them totally controlling hurricanes. Here it is.
The results from the Hurricane Debbie experiment seemed so positive that many individuals believe the project should go operational, seeding major hurricanes that threaten land. A team of scientists at Stanford Research Institute at Stanford University did a decision analysis on all past seeding events, including the Esther, that's the 1961 and 1963 experiments. Dr. James Mastin of that group, reflecting their views, stated, "We claim they should consider seeding now if a big hurricane comes straight from Miami." These scientists said the government may have to accept responsibility for not seeding and thereby exposing the public to higher probabilities of severe storm damage and possible higher death tolls. number of people, scientists, if you will, who didn't necessarily endorse applications engineering in these storms. They thought they needed more scientific data. They demanded that a third party investigate all of what Storm Fury had done. Stanford University was the party or the institution that did this study of the activity Project Storm Fury had done. In summary, the results of the Hurricane Debbie experiments seemed so positive that many individuals believe the project should go operational, seeding major hurricanes that threatened any landmass. And a team of scientists at Stanford Research Institute did a decision analysis on all past seeding events, including the ones in 1961-1963. And Dr. Matheson from Stanford University, the head of the Research Institute, reported that the government may have to accept responsibility for not seeding and thereby exposing the public to higher probabilities of severe storm damage and possible higher death tolls. It's interesting that we were able to do that and have the results confirmed by Stanford University in 1969. Since 1947, the government has used the excuse, has used the logic or reasoning that liability is the killer for weather modification. But that's not why Project Storm Fury was killed, and that's not why they aren't doing it now. In my opinion, the reason they're not doing it is well stated by a very senior official from the National Center of Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, and he says, even if a well-supported theory of hurricane modification existed, the potential legal aspects of weather modification on this scale argue strongly, in my opinion, against any such efforts. Just a few of the many possibilities include, A, the storm is not modified at all, but some people perceive that it is, get hurt, and sue the modifiers. The storm is modified according to theory, but still does not significantly damage, does significant damage, and some people blame the modification on the damage, even though the modification actually reduced the overall damage and impact. And third, the modified storm produced winners and losers, and the perceived losers sue. For example, what if soon after the seeding, the hurricane abruptly changed course? This happens all the time in nature. The people affected by the new course might well blame the modification effort and sue. Yeah, if you study the situation, you may learn, and very diabolically so, that you don't like to believe this, but there's a possibility, and the economics of it verifies the fact that there is so much damage done that the construction industry, in general, all over the United States, benefits because the cost of material goes up. So the insurance company may or may not gain from having these damage reductions take place. As far as the energy industry is concerned, we all know that they get their money back almost immediately by increasing their
price. All right, now you understand why you want to watch the full interview, which I will have reposted now, re-upload it to X. The Secret History of Weather Weapons Exposed by Pentagon Insider, something like that. Now, it goes on, and he says they can control the hurricanes. I'm going to show you all the documents. But the point is this. They're blocking the aid. They're hiding the $9 billion or $7 billion it turned out they just had. They gave $1 billion to the illegals. The Democrats, like Axelrod, are bragging. It's helping them keep the conservative areas from voting. They have the motive. They're attacking every form of our country, our energy, our dollar. They want to collapse us under Cloward and Piven to control us. So they have the history, the motive, all of it. And the CIA director in a clip I'm about to play said the same thing in 2015 on C-SPAN. He said, well, we can't really tell anybody about this because of the legal issues, but we're doing it. So they just keep it secret. Then we have the aircraft going in, and I have countless of these videos, by meteorologists, by scientists, and by lay folks who see the planes take off. They go in and do the classic weather modification maneuvers. And the damn storms get stronger. They could go in then and knock the damn things down and dump it in the ocean. But they don't. They use the excuse of liability, but they are controlling. And that's the whole history of this corrupt government. And other governments are doing it. And there's a UN treaty, 77 and 78, two treaties against it. I'll show you those. That CIA director talks about those treaties in a moment. But first, let's play one of the clips. And I looked this up myself. It's accurate. They're not even hiding these Department of Energy aircraft working with the Pentagon, the Navy, and the Air Force doing this. Here's a clip.
I'm not saying that the government created Hurricane Helene. What I am saying is that the government has been manipulating the weather since 1947. What first caught my attention with Helene was the shift in the storm's projected path. One day, it looked like it would hit my town. The next day, it had shifted east. I then noticed an odd flight path of NOAA-42, the aircraft being flown, a Lockheed Martin Orion P-3. This prompted me to look at previous uses for the P-3, where I discovered that they were used in the 1960s to manipulate Hurricane Camille in a, quote, weather war on Cuba. Now, I know this sounds out there, but as we begin to see more and more of the terrible things our government has done in the past, is it really so far-fetched? Here are the projections from the 23rd of September. A large spread traveling the Alabama-Georgia line and ending up in Illinois. On the 24th, projections shift slightly east and the storm is projected to finish in Indiana. On the morning of the 25th, the path shifts back west and shows to be finishing in western Kentucky. That evening, a P-3 conducts a six-hour operation inside the developing storm. The next morning, on the 26th, the path shows to have shifted slightly east again, now finishing in northwestern Tennessee. The evening of the 26th, the same P-3 conducts operations throughout Hurricane Helene as it makes landfall, and the storm's actual path shifts further east, finishing in northeastern Tennessee. What would the government's motivations possibly be to modify a storm? That, I don't know. But I do believe that if we can maintain our republic long enough, time will eventually tell.
All right, and I got a bunch more of these. Okay, so we're going to come back, start the next hour, get into all the rest of it. We'll show you the documents. This is such critical information. Remember, we can't do this without you. It's why they want us off air. Support our sponsor that will keep me on the air one way or another. It's up to you. I'm in your hands. The incredible, highest quality CMOS that has the best iodine out there and all these other trace elements, so good for your whole body, is now available 40% off or even more when you get the double pack or the triple pack at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate CMOS now available. This is next level. You want this, and it supports the broadcast. It's also great t-shirts and more at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Go there now. And you can go to realalexjones.com to make a donation to our legal defense fund. I want to thank you all. Realalexjones.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Expose the globalist crime syndicate and the mad scientists running it. Take back control of our countries and create a pro-human direction for humanity. I launched Team Humanity over a year ago with Elon Musk live on air. We're continuing Operation Team Humanity now. The technocrats can control the weather. The technocrats cutting off the energy. The technocrats are brainwashing our children, tagging our families, but we're fighting back. Coming up next segment, I'll show you the CIA director in 2015 admitting they can control the weather, but they don't want the public to know about it. On TV, like you're an idiot. Just like they go on C-SPAN with the scientists and Fauci, yeah, we created HIV, yeah, we're going to blow up the FDA system with a new virus soon out of China, and we're just going to, you know, approve all the mRNA shots. I've got those clips. They just tell you what they're going to do. And we're only talking about cloud seeding so far. I haven't even gotten into all the clips I've got here about the Doppler radar or the lasers. And by the way, guys, I saw it in my stack, but I didn't see the laser clip from NBC News admitting they control the weather with lasers in my list. But I get it. It's my fault, really. I've hit the crew like 50-something clips, and I think like 47 of them are here. Yeah, and then there's a CBS clip, too. Yeah, okay, that one's on there. Let's go ahead and just get the CBS in there, and we'll do the NBC later, and then I'll show I'll go over the documents here in a minute. Let's go ahead and roll that.
You know, they were talking about climate change yesterday, and now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion,
no.
though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Go ahead.
Well, this fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to,
right.
Yeah.
Now,
for
decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing conclusive.
Bullshit.
This time we're bringing in the laws of physics rather than simply waving our hands and uttering mumbo jumbo. We're actually using trillion-watt lasers now. And in the laboratory, sure enough, they precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam.
So what does it mean for drought areas that need to have rain for crops? And if they don't have them, then
that's what HARP does.
The consequences of famine.
Well, the bad news is, if it's a clear blue sky, it's not going to do anything at all. because it only takes water vapor that's already in the air and condenses it. However, for floods, for agriculture, farmers, for people planning wedding parties, football games.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We're now into hour number two of this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024 transmission. We're 27 days out for the most important election in world history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm moving as quickly as I can. We're getting an update from Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, good friend of mine, that has the biggest church in Tampa, on what they're expecting. And then I'm going to continue with all the news here because this has all got to get on record. I'm moving as quickly as I can. I'm about to get to all the documents and more. Just gave you the father of weather weapons. I'm going to show you the Nobel Prizes. I'm going to show you the UN weapon treaties for weather control, the Department of Energy. I'm going to show it all to you, the CIA director admitting it all. But first, a great report out of Australia laying this out that I concur with that I want to get to. Then I want to play the CIA director. Here it is.
Lasers now. All of them could be subject to weather modification for floods, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and even hurricanes.
Very powerful. The Democrats are all bragging that it's going to stop the voting of the conservatives and block mail-in ballots for conservatives and let them do a bunch of chicanery during the chaos. Now, here is the former head of the CIA at the time, the head of the CIA in 2015. This is Brennan talking about how they have the weather control, but they have all these treaties. They don't want the public to know about it. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here.
And there it is. No longer conspiracy. CIA admits plans for aerosol spraying for geoengineering. They're all doing it in secret. Much of it's declassified, but they act like it's not going on to the public. All right, so Hurricane Helene, now state legislature has seen the evidence. We have the evidence of the aircraft from the Department of Energy in there manipulating it. And remember, they can kill these hurricanes dead in the Gulf. That was certified by Standard Research in the 60s with the Pentagon. The full interview lays it out with the documents with Ben Livingston that I did, I think, 2007. And we're re-uploading that to X at Real Alex Jones right now. Now, I got Pastor Rodney Howard Brown popping in a few minutes because he's in Tampa. Has the big mega church there. He's a great guy, a good friend of mine, my pastor, basically. I want to get his take on all this and an update on what they're facing. And then I'm going to go over all the documents that I've been mentioning to actually show you the U.S. government documents, the U.N. documents, so you have it all here for yourself. So that'll be after Brown leaves us. He'll be on this about 20 minutes or so. And then we're going to take all this from the live feed, make a special report, and put it out. But I'm going to do a more detailed report as well in the next 48 hours. You can guarantee that. I'm just gathering more information. Almost all this I've already covered in pieces on the air over the years, but it's got to be put in one big, massive report for folks that actually want to understand what's happening, and so you can get it to lawmakers and others. Now, here's the big new report up on InfoWars.com. Jamie White, breaking. Lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude Hurricane Helene was DOD-linked weather weapon deployed against American people. Still Whittington of Geoengineering Watch, one of the best researchers out there. And, of course, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Let's go ahead and air these two clips back-to-back.
The question here is, how does this hurricane's path differ from others that we've seen? I've already had a lot of people call me from the Asheville area, talk specifically about the horrendous damage, and many of them pointed out that that is not Hurricane Alley, per se. It's not an area that normally attracts storms. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the bottom line is it was directed there, as the transmission recordings clearly show. They kept that moisture corralled there to deluge in the same location. So, again, these are patented technologies, and the fact that we have the entire so-called meteorological community denying that this is going on to protect their paychecks and pensions is absolutely criminal at this point. We know we have private defense contractors that are neck deep in the patents that manipulate these storms, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We know those two in particular do the weather modeling for the nation's weathermen, National Weather Service and NOAA. Again, both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on them. So at this point, this is an emperor has no clothes moment. That's the best description I can give for something that is so blatantly obvious and inarguable, can only be considered weather warfare at this point. And the fact that, again, the so-called science community is denying this manipulation is criminal. It's absolutely criminal, Colonel McGregor.
If you can do so, could you tell us about some of your recent discussions, conversations, briefings that you've had with political leaders from the states in question that have asked you what you think? First of all, what did they specifically ask you, if you can tell us? And how did they respond to your answers?
Yes, Colonel McGregor, I had an hour conference call yesterday with the representatives and senators from the Carolinas. And we presented the data to them to answer their questions about how this manipulation occurs. They realized this was not a natural event. They're trying to digest the fact that their states were literally under assault from weather modification operations that are clearly connected with DOD operations, and we can speculate again on the agendas and objectives being carried out, but the fact that the storm was manipulated is absolutely inarguable. We know that technology to stop these rotations from even occurring has existed for decades. with the manipulation of atmospheric pressure zones. HAARP in Alaska is one example many people are familiar with. That's an ionosphere heater. That's a weapon of mass destruction, period. It can cause an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere, which heats it to extraordinarily high temperatures, which causes the atmosphere to bulge up and down. The downward push creates a high pressure dome that can steer the jet stream. And the same type of manipulation can create low pressure zones. When they have this type of power over the climate system, they can make or break these storms anytime they want. And again, what we see now is storms kept weaker as they're over the ocean because they're harder to steer until they reach the land-based network of transmitters. And then we have, Colonel McGregor, rapid intensification. You've heard that term probably a lot lately because that's how they manipulate these storms. And again, we have Acapulco last October.
By the way, hit pause.
Extreme example.
Back it up 15 seconds. And he's the head of Geoengineering Watch, Jane Whittington. He's on tomorrow for a full hour. I've known him for 20 years. He's testified to Congress, legislatures, you name it. Let me explain something to you. He brings in the weather mod whistleblowers. It never makes the news. Okay, legislatures, federal, you name it. You hear what he just said? Hurricanes always get weaker over land. Now they get stronger. They are manipulating them. We have the flight paths. Let's finish up and then go to Rodney Howard Brown. Here it is.
Because that's how they manipulate these storms. And again, we have Acapulco last October being the extreme example of rapid intensification. An insignificant low pressure system developed into the strongest Cat 5 hurricane to ever hit that part of the world in less than 24 hours, laid waste to Acapulco. And by the way, Hurricane John, which just hit Acapulco again as Hurricane Helene was wreaking havoc in the Carolinas, not many people know that. So Acapulco just got dealt another blow. So again, how many agendas and objectives are being carried out when we know they can manipulate these storms and we know they can make or break them anytime they want? And again, I bring up the oil infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico that seems to magically miss any sort of damaging storm again and again and again, while the storms wreak havoc inland and on shorelines. It's not a coincidence. They have that much sway over the storm.
They can kill the hurricane, certified by the Pentagon and Stanford Research Institute in the late 1960s. Showed you the father of weather weapons earlier. I'm going to be shooting a detailed multi-hour report on this. But you just, in the last hour plus, saw all the analysis. After Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who has the biggest church in Tampa, and a good friend of mine, gives us his take on this, I will then go over all the documents. Then in the third hour, I will hit all the other huge news and Elon Musk pledging to expose the pedophile rings and Bill Gates and their whole house of cards coming down. Praise God. Now, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown joins us on the hurricane, also his view 27 days out from the election and where this world's going. He has revival.com, revival.com on X, R. Howard Brown. Pastor, God bless you. You're there in Tampa. They're calling this potentially the biggest storm ever recorded in the Gulf of Mexico. What is your view, sir?
Hey, Alex, always good to see you. Yes, unfortunately, just like Helene was manufactured, this one's manufactured, as you just played the clip. I mean, Operation Storm Fury was something the U.S. government began to practice back from 1962 to 1983 to manipulate hurricanes, and they can stop it and start it. So the bottom line is we get classified as a conspiracy theorist, but everything we're saying is true. This attack is on the state of Florida for several reasons. Number one, to disrupt the I-4 corridor, to actually mess up the election, because if people are displaced, who's going to be voting when it comes to election? Number two, to destroy the city of Tampa so they can create 15-minute cities. It's all part of the UN Agenda 2030 of what they want to do. They would like to devastate the whole city of Tampa. This was portrayed in a video that you can see on YouTube called Hurricane Phoenix. Hurricane Phoenix, which gives a simulation, it's 12 minutes long, of what Tampa looks like after Cat 5 hits it. So this has been planned just like COVID-19 was. Now, people don't want to believe it, but we've been doing relief work up in the Carolinas. That whole region is sitting on the lithium deposits that now they bought up all the land. People will not be allowed back on the land. Just like in Maui, Hawaii, it was a land grab. The same thing on the coast, all the coastal areas. You get rid of all the trailers. You get rid of all the mobile homes so that they can do whatever they want to do, plus displaced people. FEMA went on this morning and made a mistake and said something about that they would exterminate 70 to 80,000 people. I mean, extract 70 to 80,000 people. So this crazy stuff happened. Our governor just went live, and he said that he would arrest any FEMA agent that tries to stop any rescue work being done. We have helicopters in the Carolinas that FEMA was stopping them. The bodies are by the thousands. The stench of the human remains, they will not let anybody pick it up. Carolina, they're now burying their dead in their own backyard because the morgues are full. So there's so much scam going on here. And Alex, you're right. This is unfortunately, it's a war on the people. But, you know, obviously we're praying that this thing weakens. Now, they said it went to a Cat 5, and now it's down to Cat 4. And they say it's weakening right now. So obviously because they can't steer it, the moment that they let it go down, it started moving south, which is against what they want. They wanted to hit Tampa and cut right across the I-4 corridor. I just saw that the city of St. Augustine has just issued a total evacuation. I mean, that's over south of Jacksonville. So you can see they're wanting this whole thing aimed at a certain path here to go and just create total devastation. Now, something that's crazy, Alex, about several months ago, I failed to set up a war game scenario in the event of an emergency, a contingent, a nuclear blast here at the river, which is actually scheduled for Thursday night, all day Friday and Saturday, of how we would handle 5,000 people with a whole medical hospital, triage, everything, and food. I've set up a whole soup kitchen. This is all being planned already. So I told our church on Sunday, I said, I pray what we're supposed to be doing is a mock exercise, and now it looks like I'm going to be using it for the real thing. So I just felt in my heart, we were supposed to be away on our 43rd wedding anniversary. Everybody said, go to Hawaii. I said, I ain't leaving nothing. I'm not leaving anywhere. They said, you need to go. I said, no, I feel I have to be on the ground right now. So we set up ham radios. We got these walkie-talkies that are nationwide. I've got pastors from as far south as the Everglades, Miami, all the way up through to Tallahassee, and all from Jacksonville all the way down to West Palm Beach. So we in communication with them right now. I have a ham radio set up. Obviously, we're doing everything we can to keep the congregation safe. Plus, we've told everybody, if you're in ABC areas, please evacuate. You cannot survive 6 to 10 feet of water. It's impossible. So obviously, we don't know what that's going to look like. The storm was first supposed to suddenly, when it was moving so fast, was coming in tonight on Tuesday night. Then they delayed it. Now it's coming in Wednesday night. Now they say it might be making landfall on Thursday. So it's like they're trying to slow this thing down to get the maximum impact. And one of the unfortunate things is all the gas stations up to 75 have no gas. So suddenly you have hundreds of thousands of people trying to exit the state, and they're being blocked from even leaving the state. I mean, the waterways are being blocked right now. Roads are being blocked so that people can't even get. So now you've got people in cars, women and children, husbands, and they're going to be stranded on highways trying to get out of the state of Florida. It took a family 9 hours to get from Naples to my house, which is 1 hour north of Tampa. It took 9 hours. And they stopped six times for gasoline and found one place they could put gas in the car. So this is a crisis just on the ground right now. Everything that's taking place, we have prayed. Everybody's at peace. People are boarding up their houses. They're doing everything that we can. Our church is ready for emergency response. I've got helicopters ready to go right after the storm. I've got truckloads of food coming in. We're doing everything we can. And, of course, we were already ahead of the curve. I've now got people calling us. They want our manuals of what to do so we can show people how to light fires, how to purify water, how to get your car moving. And but again, too, if roads are blocked, you're not going to be moving anywhere. So the big problem that you'll be dealing with is all the debris that's scattered everywhere, which now Governor DeSantis had to do an executive order to tell them to move the debris from Helene, which was still blocking parts of Tampa. So if you've got all this debris floating around, people don't even know what to do with their cars, where they're going to park their cars. I know that St. Pete opened up a place for thousands of cars for people to put their cars in because they don't even know where to put the vehicles. So, you know, obviously, Floridians ride out hurricanes. A real Floridian knows what to do. But when you throw numbers like Cat 5, and then they were trying to make out a Cat 6, which, as you know, there's no such thing as a Cat 6, but they were trying to say that this is the worst storm ever. It's a storm that's worse when you are heating up the ionosphere and you are creating the thing. If they have the ability to slow the thing down and disrupt the eye and to basically destroy this thing, Alex, then they're doing this on purpose. And this is a weapon against the American people. That's the bottom line. I don't care what anybody says. They can call me whatever they want to. I don't care. I'm going to stand up for what's true. The last three Sundays, my messages were preparation for the days ahead. And I mean, we're talking right now about weather modification. We haven't even got into dark winter that's coming. And all of the stuff that they've planned against America. We are at war. This is a war. You don't have to have a third world war. We're in a war right now. And the American people are not ready. They're not ready for what's coming, Alex, unfortunately. They don't know how to even change a tire. They can't make a fire. They don't know what to do. And I'm concerned for people. You know, I love people. And I'm concerned for people. And obviously that's why we preach the gospel and tell people to give their heart to Jesus and get your life right with God. I mean, we are living in the final hours. And Jesus is coming very soon. We got to get the gospel out, get people's lives turned around. And I just say this to anybody watching, if you're anywhere in the hurricane zones or whatever, if you pray right now, invite Jesus in your heart, just say, Lord, please help me. God will help you through the storm, whatever they're planning, because you're being subjected to war. This is war. And just like during any war that's taken place over the last couple of hundred years, people cried out and the Lord saved them and their family in the middle of a war. This is not just weather. This is a war on America. And I mean, I don't want to get into open borders. Millions of illegals here. 2 million Chinese can put on military uniforms. And then the other military that's here. Yesterday was the seventh day, was an anniversary of an attack. They were trying to say that right-wing people were going to launch a counterattack. I mean, everything set up so they can go to a civil war, do whatever. They're going to do whatever they can because they're frantic right now. Their whole world is falling apart. Everything's coming unglued. But I have a piece in my heart. I felt whatever they're doing is going to overplay their hand, and everybody's going to see, even on some of the mainstream media, I saw them questioning certain things, which mainstream media never questions anything. They just go along with
even,
it.
Even, to interrupt and stay with us, Pastor, but even 60 Minutes said you were appointed. You're basically a coup to Kamala Harris. What is that?
Yeah, and well, basically today, Biden threw Kamala under the bus because she has done nothing. Governor DeSantis said she wouldn't even talk to him or whatever. But apparently, Biden has spoken to DeSantis, and I pulled the clip up. Biden just said, Governor DeSantis has totally helped working together with us, helping everything. I told him you're doing a great job. I gave him my personal number. So basically, President Biden threw Kamala under the bus. I mean, if you see that 60-minute thing, she was like a blithering idiot. I mean, she had no earpiece. She didn't know what to say. Talked the biggest bunch of nonsense out. I can't imagine. But I see the tide turning, Alex, and I know you've been a voice for many, many years in InfoWars. And even to see Elon Musk standing up like he is and beginning to realize there's a major problem going on here right now. So, I mean, I'm actually positive, even in the middle of all this storm and stuff like it. And what's so great coming out of the Carolinas, even though FEMA was blocking everything, whatever, the people were overriding everything FEMA was doing.
Stay there. We got to go to break. I want to talk about Elon Musk. I want to talk about North Carolina. I want to talk about what you just said. It must have said we need God. We're fighting the devil. People, we're calling it a death cult, calling it a pedophile cult. The truth's all coming out. Praise Jesus. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my answer 1984, 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser t-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition t-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has one of the biggest churches in the country, and I love going there because they've got these huge gardens and farms outside of the big gardens there at their church. And they teach the locals how to change a tire and how to grow food. And you heard him for months planning an emergency drill for the election starting this Thursday, right after the hurricane hits. That's how God works in mysterious ways. And I remember him, gosh, like 3 years ago when Musk first bought X, he goes, I believe, said it on air, Musk is going to bring you back. And I believe Elon Musk is even more hardcore because he's South African like me, and God told me so. And it happened. And then, you know, you got him talking about everybody turning on Kamala, 60 Minutes, saying you were handed the nomination, no primary, no votes. That's not how our system was intended to work. Why are they turning against her? Trump's 14 points ahead in mainline polls that are skewed, so it's probably 20 points ahead or more in Pennsylvania. He's 5 to 10 points ahead now in battleground states. They are in panic mode. They already tried to kill him twice, but God's hand's been on him. And so I want Brown, because I totally agree with him, and so General Flynn says the same thing. Tucker says the same thing. Musk sees the same thing. Victory. And Musk said, yeah, they're going to put me in prison or kill me if Trump doesn't win, but I'm all in. And he's excited. He's joyful about it. He's talking about good versus evil. Now, so Musk is really waking up. When they took his son away from him, he put him in a nice school, elite school, and they turned him in, you know, killed him in his own words, turned him into a girl, which is no such thing. And his brother almost died. We took the COVID shot. A bunch of his crew got sick from it. And Elon really woke up. And I can tell you, listens to the show. I'll leave it at that. He's right here in Austin, down the road. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. And you know, I've had everybody from Rogan to Tucker Carlson to everybody say that I was the main influence. Russell Brand, the list goes on and on, waking them up. And it's not about me. It's about God working through this broadcast. But the enemy has said, the New York Times and the Financial Times of London and congressional hearings, they track this show back to the massive resistance we now see. That's God. And it isn't me. It's the show, the guests, the films, the crew, the reporters, the documentaries. But I said this 25 years ago, that I was sitting in a restaurant after I'd done my local TV show, eating a chicken fried steak and drinking iced tea, and I got in there about 9. Nobody was in there. They were mopping the floor. And I didn't have a visual vision. I felt the presence of God, awesomeness. I wanted to get down on my knees, and I'm like, what's going on? Somebody slipped me drugs or something. And I was just like, it was literally the Holy Spirit said, okay, you know, you've been fighting some of the tyranny. Do you really want to fight it? And then are you willing to go through what you got to go through? And I was just given this download. I said, yes, yes, yes. And then I went on air right after, and I said, I literally had like this experience where I was being told all these things. It was awesome. You could feel the electricity in the air. And God said, well, you're going to do all this, and then it's going to cause a giant awakening. And I went on air and said, I had this experience. Well, that was on Access TV on a local radio station then, 26, 27 years ago now. It happened. And I've told that story 1,000-plus times. I've told it for 25-plus years. It happened. God's real, folks, and God touches people different ways, but that is the reality of this, and it started with me when I was like 18, repenting of things I'd done that were wrong, God touching my heart, and then setting on that path, and then God saying, I want you to, you know, get on the air, I want you to oppose the globalist, I want you to oppose their agenda, I want you to research it, and I thought then, well, if I expose it, people will later will see that it's true, and we can stop it, and now 30 years later, I mean, and the mission just got stronger and stronger. I don't need to tell my own story, Pastor Brown. I just want people to know how real God is. And people that haven't experienced God, I know if they just ask God in and ask God to show them how real God is, God will do it. So I want to talk about all the news with you, but it's important to really focus that God's not the most important thing. God is everything. From my own experience, how would you describe that biblically in today's context?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody links God to some church or some denomination or some religion. But the fact that there is a God, I mean, we can take the last words on the deathbeds of many of the top atheists before they died. And they said they spent their whole life, but it's just been smoke. And they didn't believe in God, but there is a God. And they said, I'm going to hell. Many of them said, I feel the flames. So you could say what you want to. But the bottom line is this. Let's leave the churches out of it. If you are watching right now and you don't know if there is a God, if you pray right now and say, God, if you're real, will you show yourself to me? God will come and show himself to you, and he'll become real to you. And I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible, the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, the God who sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for you, that you could be forgiven of your sin. So that's what I'm talking about. And the way to accept him is just to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Thank you for dying for me on the cross, and I will serve you. That's all. That's all you have to do. It's a total surrender of your life to him. And so I want to just encourage anybody that's watching right now, if you have never given your life to the Lord, or you're not sure about anything. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see we're at the closing of the ages. Everything is gone upside down. Whatever we thought was stable is unstable. I mean, it's like everything is shaking. The ground is shaking. Everything's shaking, from the financial institutions, the weather, the money system, the governments of this world. Everything's being turned upside down right now. The only thing that stands sure is eternity and God, and surrendering your life to say, I'm gonna serve you, because we don't know how long our life will be. Your life is like a vapor that appears for a little time, the Bible says, and then vanishes away. That's why we are to acknowledge God in our life, where we say, I'll follow you and I'll serve you. And that's what Alex did that night in that restaurant, where he was overwhelmed by God's presence, and he didn't know the price that he would have to pay to just being the informer, to leak out all this information. I'm so glad you did, Alex. And everything you say is true. I mean, that's what people can say what they like. And you and I, we kind of get dramatic over it. I get dramatic over the whole thing, so people think we're overdoing it. But you don't know how to emphasize it to get it across to people. I preach with a passion. I preach the gospel with a passion. And I get information to people with a passion. I mean, yeah, Noah, removing information from their website. If weather modification isn't happening, they removed 103 pages of weather modification reports that were previously listed on their site. In addition to, they've removed access to the NEXRAD radar inventory, which listed the location and information for all NEXRAD stations throughout the United States. So, I mean, if you went to NOAA right now, you couldn't find anything on this hurricane, the track, the path, or whatever. They've allowed outside companies to do that. And a lot of the stuff, they're generating AI to create the hype and the fear and whatever to get people reacting the way they are, so that basically they can bring order out of total chaos. That's what's happening. And that's why the gospel is the only thing that brings order out of chaos. I mean, true order is when people come in line and give their life to Jesus and say, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin. So I want to encourage you to do that today. And then ask the Lord to fill you with his joy and his peace. Then you can have joy and peace in the middle of the worst storms of life. Alex, you know, my conference is coming up, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, 8-day conference. And I called it Riders of the Storm. Can you believe that? The conference is called Riders of the Storm, and we're riding through a storm right now. And they're saying there's another big hurricane coming behind that. I mean, they said the thing's 10 days away. It's not even on the radar, but they said it's coming. So
I want to talk about Elon Musk, because you told me a year and a half before it did. He said, no, Elon will bring you back. What do you think is happening with Elon Musk? Because you predicted he'd get hardcore. He is devastating the globalist even more than Trump right now.
It's pretty amazing. I was watching him at Trump's rally, and he was so happy. And he wore his hat, and I'm dark MAGA. Of course, a lot of people don't understand him, but he is questioning every single thing. And he's realizing there's a lie upon lie. I've been watching all of his exes. You know, used to be tweets, but exes. I've been watching what he's saying, and he's spilling the beans on everything. We really need to pray for his protection. Like he said, if Kamala gets in, he said he's going to prison. But he is leaking everything out. I mean, when I told my wife, I said, when you got the richest guy in the world leaking out all this stuff, then people got to realize something is up. And I don't just believe it's Elon. I believe there are many, many people, but they don't have a mouth or an amplification, or they're a little afraid to come out and say things as they really are. People, we really got to pray that they have boldness, and we got to pray for all these whistleblowers, plus the people inside the government that have taken the money from the system to basically destroy people's lives. Maybe pray the conviction of God come upon their life, where they just come out and say, I can't do this anymore. I have to spill the beans. So that's what we're praying as a church, that God would disrupt them. And of course, we've been praying the last 3 days, 4 days since we knew the storm was coming, that God would disrupt this thing. But there you have it. Elon Musk isn't just building spaceships and electric cars. He's leading a charge into the new era, the dark MAGA era. And something that's very interesting, which I don't know if you saw it, Alex. It's basically, if you have a look where he says we're going to Mars, apparently that's an acronym for something else, not going to Mars. And that his shirt, what was being displayed, people made a whole thing out of it, and they were saying, you know, this is what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing, but I do know I'm happy with what he's doing, and I'm glad he put you on. And I think when the president went live from the place where the former assassination attempt was, there were 10 million viewers immediately. So I don't know what the viewership is now. I haven't gone back.
Hundreds of millions. And let's expand on that. A billion views for the Trump interview. They need to do another one. So big picture, 27 days out from the election, Axelrod and other Democrats admit, mainly Republican areas in Florida and in Georgia and North Carolina, others got hit. They're saying this is good for us. They tried to block the aid. People just overrode them. They are so desperate. Kamala's collapsing. What are you feeling in the spirit that's going to happen in the next 27 days, and what can we do to try to get Trump in? And we know then, after that, he's not being handed a bed of roses. It's going to be crazy once he's president-elect. The Democrats have pledged, speaking of the devil, Axelrod and a bunch of congressmen have said that they're going to have civil war conditions.
Yeah, well, obviously they're going to set up false flags, try to blame it on right-wing extremists who are unhappy with what's going on, which that's all bogus. I personally do not know, I'll say this on record, I told our church, I do not know of any person who is a conservative, right-wing as they say, who wants to kill anybody. Not one. I have no association with them. I've never met anybody. I know people that believe in the Second Amendment, that will defend their wife and their children, but I don't know anybody that's planning to overthrow a government using violent means. I don't know it. They're not anywhere around me. They're not anywhere around our church or whatever. So obviously what they're trying to set up is a whole case for civil war here in America, which basically, if that happened, you wouldn't even know who you were fighting against, and you wouldn't even know why you were fighting, because it's just, that's the way they're doing. This is how they take down nations in the past. What we saw with Arab Spring taking place years ago is really what's happened right now. And the coup that's happened, which I think it's interesting that Uncle Joe really... I call him Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe doesn't want to go because he's still flexing his muscles from behind the scene. And Alex, you did it so well when you talked about the emergency that happened in Vegas and how they did the coup without him. The letter wasn't even his, and he wasn't even planning to resign or whatever. So, they took over. Basically, they took over, replaced him with Kamala. And of course, she's failed on every side. But, again, I feel positive. I think this thing is unraveling very fast. I think, obviously, I feel that people have seen through all the lies. I feel I think it's going to go Trump's way. But obviously, you know what can be manipulated behind the scenes. And then, of course, what's taking place here in Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, and everything right now to disrupt everything. So there's a couple of cartoons and memes that I already tweeted this morning. I think this one, which I thought was funny, I was laughing at it. And it was a picture of Kamala in a helicopter, female helicopter, and she's looking at some people on top of a roof housetop, and she says, "How are you going to vote for Trump now?" So there it is. I you probably can't see it. So that's Kamala.
We can see it. We'll go to your ex and pull it up. Right now, we'll put your ex on screen. The crew can pull that up.
So I thought that was funny. I just retweeted and went, So how are you going to vote for Trump now? Which is totally, it's actually a very clever move. If you displace all these people, how are they even going to get to the polls? Especially, let's say the people that didn't have, yeah, there it is. Especially if people didn't have, access to, the ID books or whatever, then suddenly they want to know you're going to have to show your ID. Illegals can vote without ID, but citizens, you're going to have to show your ID. So then,
well Pastor, in closing, I want you to recap, because I see it in the local news, but it's not getting national attention. The gas is out on the key highways. The people don't have anywhere to go. This is, we better pray this hurricane, no matter what they're doing to it, you know, slows down or goes somewhere else or dumps in the ocean, because, you know, you've lived there a long time. You're a major community leader. quantify exactly what you're saying and what you're predicting currently. If it's as strong and does hit where they're saying, what's going to happen?
Well, even 6 to 8 feet storm surge is going to devastate major regions. I mean, we're just trying to recover. We've been helping families on the coast right now who lost everything. There's one guy worth over $200 million. He's 73 years old. He owned all property in Bandera Beach. He had 35 cars and whatever. I knew him. I met with the guy. They found him homeless under a bridge. He didn't use a bank. He doesn't have insurance. Everything's gone. Every single, they had to buy him a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I mean, so there's people totally devastated. We're trying to help them. Now they're getting another brunt because this thing's going to come back through. So basically whatever was there is totally removed. If you have what they're saying, a Cat 4, Cat 5 come through, the devastation, I really want to encourage people to go watch Hurricane Phoenix and see what they simulated to show what's going to take place. I mean, Tampa General, in this last storm that came by, fortunately they got these big flood storm things that they built and they went up. Otherwise the whole first floor of Tampa General Hospital would be closed. I mean, already getting reports of hospitals already that are closed, that are not able to handle anybody coming. So in the event of emergency, where are you going to go? Now, one of our pastors stopped by a gas station. There was nobody there and it said out of fuel. He just pulled his car up, he grabbed the pump, put his credit card in, and it worked. And he pumped fuel. So I don't know if the gas stations on certain brands have been told, just pretend that your gas station's out of fuel. Because this crazy stuff,
that's technocracy. That's how they attack us. Since you mentioned, I want to play this clip before you leave us, of all the crazy stuff on 60 Minutes, here they are throwing it in her face that she's been selected, not elected. Here it is.
Is democracy best served by President Biden stepping down and basically handing you a nomination? You didn't have to go through a primary process. You didn't have to fight off other contenders. That's not really the way our system was intended to work.
President Biden made a decision that I think history is going to show is rare among leaders, which was to put country before self. And I am proud to have earned the support of the vast majority of delegates and to have been elected the Democratic nominee. I am proud to have received the endorsement of leaders around this country from every background and walk of life to fight in this election over the next month for our democracy.
But I think this truncated process is why people think or say they don't really know who you are.
Look, I've been in this race for 70 days.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, you talk about upside down world, Pastor. She's appointed and she calls that democracy. I mean, that's wild, Pastor.
Doesn't it make sense? Well, basically, if you watch the whole thing, all you see is rambling after rambling. I mean, she goes on and you can see, she doesn't do well without some kind of hearing device in her ear where she can hear what they wanted to say. Just her unscripted is just a bunch of blah, blah. I mean, it's nothing.
Horse manure. Makes sense. Pastor, I love you. We're praying for everybody in Florida and all over the South. And obviously, as long as your power stays on, I want to get updates from you in the next few days. Revival.com. You can also find Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on X. Tell your lovely wife that we really appreciate her as well. God bless you.
Yes, same to your side, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, sir. All right. I did the first hour plus on the history of weather weapons and documents and clips and admissions. I didn't get into the lasers yet or how they use the radar control systems and their own patents to do it. And I remember in like 1997, an engineer that was putting in the Doppler systems that the government paid for. It's not just so you can see the weather, saying they're putting in power 10 times what they need. And he was told it's for weather control to ionize the atmosphere. So when we come back, next hour, I'm going to go through all these documents and UN treaties and just in more clips and everything. And Bill Gates saying he controls the weather and runs the Department of Energy program. He doesn't just run the vaccine response and all this. I mean, this is crazy. And it's all coming up. Now, before we go to break, I'm just going to say this again. The enemy has tracked InfoWars and what we've done together. The crew, the listeners, the guests, the documentaries, the special reports. The vast majority of the enemy's problems, they track back to this show. Now, we're getting where we got Elon Musk and everybody else awake. And so, thank God. And I said that we get the point we get to in my mission was where everybody else would wake up and I wouldn't be as important as I was. I think I'm still important. I think this show is still important. I think the crew is still important. And we have a lot of work to do. We're reaching tens of millions a day. And we're almost there. And when the time comes, when we're turning the tide or whatever happens, then I'm happy to not be here 7 days a week. 35 days left till they try to shut down InfoWars. They're even trying in a hearing in a week in Austin. I need your support right now to continue to fight. So when you support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, getting T-shirts and ball caps and hoodies that are the highest quality designs made right here in America, in Arkansas, printed right in Arkansas. You support us. But now, we could have had this a long time ago, but they waited to get the very best. It's the hottest thing for the last few years, CMOS, a particular type that is full of the very best iodine that goes right into your bloodstream, right into your cells, and all these other elements and trace elements that are in this particular type of CMOS that's coveted. This is from the top manufacturer, the top rated in the country. They're letting our sponsor private label it. That's the whole Fight Club element of this. For all the attacks, there's all this other great stuff that happens. This is amazing for your brain, for your body, for your stamina, for your libido. If you love X2 and X3, I'm not going to say this is better, but quite frankly, it's next level because it has all the other stuff in it as well that's in the CMOS. It is full of just super concentrated vitamins and minerals and trace elements, and it's then concentrated into these delicious tasting gummies. You want to take one of these every day. Your children want it. Everybody needs it. Old folks particularly, but down to 3-year-olds. This is incredible, and it funds the operation, which is a 360 total win for everybody. So get Ultimate CMOS from our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, you can get all these great hoodies and ball caps and T-shirts. You'll see two T-shirts, the Alex Jones Show and the classic InfoWars shirt, red on navy blue, that are $50, not $25 or $30, because the shirts cost like $15. They're such high quality. So that we get even more money if you want to spend extra to have these limited edition shirts. They are exclusively available, and those are the ones to get if you really want to support us at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your support. Also, I just finished up my personal bankruptcy, have no money. I already had legal bills I had to pay. The legal defense money that just came in to fight the Democrat Party law firms just paid the previous bills. We need more money now. I want to thank folks. We're at $200,000+ at realalexjones.com. That takes you to Give, Send, Go. That's great. But I need more funds. They've spent over $70 million the last 6+ years. It's in the news. Look it up. Trying to shut me down. So for a, you know, very small percentage compared to them, we're able to hold them off. So I want to thank everybody that's donated, encourage those that haven't, who really want to support, whether it's $1 or $1,000, whether it's $10 or $20, go to realalexjones.com. And behind the scenes, we're doing a lot of work. If they shut down InfoWars on the 13th to keep fighting, but we've not reached our goals yet. So it's up to you. It's your decision to keep us on air. I want to thank you all. Those of you on the fence, what are you doing? History's happening now. This is how you fight. RealAlexJones.com to donate and thealexjonesstore.com to get the T-shirts, the Ultimate CMOS, and more. You want next level? You want the Ultimate CMOS. By the way, it's 40% off, limited supply, and you need even more when you get 3-packs or 2-packs.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve. Symbol mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, live, broadcasting from Central Texas, worldwide. All right, some stations don't carry this first five, so I want to play a key Elon Musk clip here. Join the stations at 6 after and go over all the history of weather weapons and the big enchilada that they could bare minimum kill this, certified, confirmed, declassified, and they're not. And then the evidence is they're in there manipulating these storms big time. We've got to get this out. So share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones. Share the feeds at Infowars.com/show. It is so critical. And band.video. You're the ambassadors of truth. When you take action, nothing can stop you. God is working through you. And when I archive the clips from the first hour, the first part of the second hour, and now what I'm about to do into one piece, that'll be a critical report if people want to understand what's really happening. Here is Elon Musk, ladies and gentlemen, talking about what we're facing.
Part of it, I suppose, is sort of the decline of religion. So, you know, as the saying goes, nature abhors a vacuum. So when you have essentially a decline in religion, an increase in the secular nature of society, for most people, they need something to fill that void. And so they adopt a religion. It's not called a religion, but like, but effectively like woke, the woke mind virus, it takes the place of religion.
Yes.
And they internalize it and they feel it with religious fervor.
Yes. And rigidity.
Yes. Yes. They essentially conduct a holy war, effectively. It's just not called a religion, but it is a religion, sort of a woke holy war. And they're highly resistant to change, as is normal for religions. So, now for myself, I sort of see myself as a sort of, you know, engineer, physicist. For me, I'm culturally Christian. I grew up Christian. I mean, I was Anglican, was baptized, you know. I went to Sunday school. Actually, oddly enough, I was sent to Hebrew preschool and Anglican Sunday school at the same time. So it was Haban Degila one day, Jesus Elo the next, which is, you know, if you're 5 years old, it's fine. But I'm not Jewish. It's just that my father's two partners in his engineering firm went to the same Hebrew preschool and it was near our house, so I just got sent there. Maybe this will make me even more amused, but I have trouble sort of believing all these stories, these religious stories, but obviously a lot of people do. And I respect people who want to have religious views. I'm not trying to dissuade them from their religious views. But anyway, I'm just saying, I guess the operating system I have is sort of a physics engineering operating system where I try to understand as much as possible about reality. You know, in physics, you're not supposed to believe anything absolutely. You're supposed to question things. That's how you discover new physics. You know, in engineering, that's how you discover if your machine will work or not work. Will the rocket get to orbit? Will, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if your rocket is designed with, you know, physics in mind correctly, it will get to orbit. And if it is not, it will not get to orbit, no matter what your belief system is. You can believe, you know, whether, yeah. You know, it's I meet a lot of people, speaking of LA, I meet a lot of people in LA who believe witchcraft is real. And that you can do spells. And that spells and witchcraft, magic is real. I'm like, can you magic us to the moon? And no one has yet been able to magic us to the moon. Spells can't be that good, okay, if you can't. I want to go to the moon. Let's go. How about Mars? And
we got to the moon the first time.
We definitely went to the moon. I swear. Yes, we went to the moon. We didn't go to the moon. We went to the moon several times.
Right. All right. Yeah. I just want to check your view on that.
We 100% went to the moon.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, lost circuits to death. Cannot be cold, my whole life spins into a frenzy.
I'm sitting here in the InfoWars studios in Central Texas, and I'm trying to think of words that describe to the wonderful audience of people just how historic and urgent and existential the situation is we're all in. And I don't think you need me to tell you that. You see it, you feel it, you know it in your guts, you intellectually understand it. And the enemies of freedom want to play God. They've got all these advanced technologies that we developed through God's influence. And they want to get rid of us. They want to demolish us like a building that's in the way of their highway. And they're totally selfish. And we have to admit evil exists. And we have to oppose it. But we also need to know that good exists. And I understand why the public hears the stuff we talk about, and it's challenging. And for people that are in a trance state, in a very close to dream state, like scientific study shows since the advent of television or the destructive nature of it, people have gotten closer and closer into an unconscious state. Many of them are in an unconscious state. They're NPCs. And they hear about the world government, the new world order, and the open borders, and the homelessness, and they just want to give up. Or they Stockholm syndrome, and they join the evil. They join with Sauron. So they need to understand that when you oppose corruption and when you open your soul up to God and the infinite, all of that evil will no longer have any power, and it's a joke. In fact, you can't even believe people serve it just so they're world leaders or powerful. Because the real power is getting into God, jumping into that river that takes you where you're supposed to go. And you don't give up anything when you surrender to God that matters. You expand your consciousness, your awareness, your power. But then in the presence of God, all the power that God's reflecting onto you means nothing because it all comes from God. Like life on earth comes from the sun, but beyond that to the infinite. And so it doesn't matter if the world demonizes you. It doesn't matter if Satan comes after you. It doesn't matter if people make fun of you in the system, because that's what you expect to happen when you're doing your job. And the more I get persecuted and the more I go through attacks, the stronger I get. As Nietzsche said, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Now, if somebody was teleported from 150 years ago to today, from, you know, 1830, and they saw all of this, it would just not even be real. They think it was magic. And when I talk about a breakaway civilization, it'd be like if you went to the South Pacific to some island with headhunters on it, and they still have those. Well, they'll eat you if you go there. They'll kill you. And you got one of those folks to get on a boat and go to an island that had an airport and fly them to, say, Tokyo. They would think they were on another planet. And it's the same thing with a breakaway civilization. That's what it is. We think we're in the year 2024, and technology is in the year 2050. It's just not fully deployed. It's been said by so many, no one knows who first said it, because every time I try to find the original quote, I find, you know, 50-40-year-old quotes, and it's been said by a lot of people. In fact, look up who said to the crew, "The future is here. It's just not equally distributed." And the best analogy, because it's art imitating life, 50 years ago, cargo cults of Melanesia, I don't know who said that, throughout Melanesia, primitive men await a black messiah who will bring them large cargo European goods. These cults typify the, I don't know why they pulled that up, I don't know what it's about, but go ahead and take it down, thank you. Anyways, the crew just searches things I say, and sometimes comes things I don't understand, but that's fine. People can look it up and find out what that means. But let me go back to where I was. So, if an Aboriginal headhunter was put on a boat, taken to an island, got on a jumbo jet, flew to Tokyo, or Beijing, or New York City, or Stuttgart, Germany, or London, England, or Mexico City, they would think they were on another planet. Now, that's what a breakaway civilization is like in the larger main. And you use the analogy of the Hunger Games, which is art imitating life, which is what the UN in the 60s, and I've covered this with expert guests on air, we should revisit it. They described the future like, they said, we will have high-tech city-states per region. There'll be 10 regions. There'll be 3 mega-regions. Funny, Revelation says that too. Funny. And in these high-tech reservations, there'll be incredible technology and life extension. But in all the other areas, it'll be mainly depopulated, but it'll be kept very rural, and people won't even have electricity, and we will reintroduce primitive superstition, and we will bring back even human sacrifice. That's in a UN battle plans that I covered, that he got the documents from major universities, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's in Endgame, but we did an expanded Endgame. And I got to find the interview and air it. It shows all the documents. It's amazing. It's like Endgame 1.2 or something. So I do a bunch of end games and I didn't. And they describe a Hunger Game type system with these districts. So when we talk about breakaway civilization, they've got cancer cures. They've got human-animal clones, human clones. That stuff's 40, 50 years old. That's all admitted, but they don't show it to you. They just admit it's going on in MIT Quarterly and Defense Department reports that we've shown you on air. And there's so much other stuff going on. So before I hit all the weather weapon stuff and finish up with that, I just want people to really understand that they don't want you to have the live and sensitive technology. They don't want you to have the free energy. They don't want all this because then that frees the general public to not be waiting in red tape and drowning in debt where you're so busy at work 12 hours a day. You just come home, throw in GMO TV dinners lined with plastic that sterilizes you and your kids, gives you cancer, watch 4 hours of television, play some video games, do it all over again. They don't want you, listen to me, in the way of their future, in the way of their selfishness, in the way of their plan for the future. And I'm hitting the heart of the whole matter here. So if you don't address the anti-human death cult and why they want that and why they're trying to destroy our civilization on its ashes, build their technocracy, if you don't know what a technocracy is in the modern parlance, if you don't read what the Club of Rome is saying and what the UN is saying, what the WEF is saying, what Bill Gates is saying, if you don't read what they're setting up, then you have no future. They know you're watching zombie movies. They know you're watching the NFL. And so they get up at their conferences, Bill and Melinda Gates conferences. I've played this probably 100 times. And they give him awards for depopulation at his own awards ceremony. He gives himself awards for his Global Human Population Control Foundation. That's the real name of it. Not Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And again, they sit there and release this stuff, admitting world government, depopulation, all this horrible stuff. You'll own nothing, you'll be happy, you'll eat the bugs, they'll ban eating meat. You won't own a car, you won't own a house, you won't own your own furniture. It's all been announced. They're rolling it out. They're sabotaging the old economy to build a hellish one. And if you can't read what they're saying and doing and then oppose it, they have no respect for you. But I don't care if they respect me or not, which they do. They fear me. Because I refuse to be their slave and I refuse to go along with this anti-human death cult project. And my frustration is this should be so simple to understand. Because just like all the weather weapons are here and the admissions they're using them and the admissions they're doing it, and I'm about to go over the documents. Then when we address it and cover it, they'll have headlines everywhere by tomorrow. Guaranteed they already do, attacking me. Just in the last 2 days for pointing out this is obviously weather weapons. And bare minimum, they stood down and didn't stop these hurricanes. And they have the evidence of the government aircraft in there doing exactly the maneuvers they would do with the aerosols they release of silver iodide and the rest of it to do it. And then when we address it, they'll just say, oh, they're crazy. The same guy that says, you know, frogs are gay and Sandy Hook, blah, 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 you know, just hoping people don't even look at that information when it's all right there and they are weather controlling and controlling hurricanes since the 60s. It's all declassified and they don't want us to discuss that or understand that. So we sit here. Like, let's say you've got some sheep that you raise. You live in New Zealand. And the sheep don't know how to make a phone call. They don't know how to drive a tractor. They don't know how to build a house. And they're sitting there. And every year or so, they get sheared for their wool. And, you know, every few months, they pick out a few of the sheep that they want to sell to be chopped up as, you know, lamb chops. And they have no idea that's going on. Well, you're not a sheep. You're not an animal. In the classic sense, you have free will. You have understanding of your environment. You can affect your environment. But you have to have an attitude like that. And you have to want to be successful, not to dominate or show off to your neighbors, but so you're independent of the system and so you can help others. So we have to build alternate systems. Why don't they want organic farms? London Guardian, organic farms are the worst. UN wants to ban them. Amish need to be shut down. They're bad. Because you can't have a control group that lives 10 years longer and doesn't get autism. And you can't have communities that are self-sufficient. So this whole project is about destroying self-sufficiency, domesticating you, dumbing you down, poisoning you, and getting rid of you in an orderly fashion. And I told you decades ago, they'll start with a man-made virus to scare everybody. They'll kill a certain number of people. The hospitals will be upset. They'll cover it up because they don't want to get in trouble. Then they've set the president to launch a bigger attack. I understand their methodology. I understand their modus operandi. I understand how the globalist formulas work. I can talk about enemy plans, even though I haven't seen some of the newest documents. And then a year later, documents come out that are word for word what I said. And people say, how did you know this? It's because I don't need to even see the documents. I can see their whole program in front of me and how it interconnects and operates. And they don't have full control yet. They're far from it. And they're losing control of what they had. Your compliance with them, starting with your mind and your soul, is how they win. So you start by questioning and you start by researching. People always love a rumor. Oh, my cousin knows somebody in the military. They're getting ready for martial law. That story gets 20 million views. Meanwhile, I've got Jamie Raskin and John Podesta and the Democrats and the funding getting ready for civil war and civil war conditions and civil emergency and the FBI saying right-wingers are going to kill everybody. They're going to have to arrest us all. And I show you the documents and I show you the emergency orders. And I have General Flynn in here, the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, showing you the executive orders last week. And it gets a million views. Got the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the former head National Security Advisor, up here for 87 minutes is how long he was live on air. That's how long it was once we went from live and posted it. Every clip of that interview should be its own video with 10 million views. But because it's real, people get threatened by it, but they love rumors. And of course people are talking to their cousin that's in the military and they're gearing up for that. But why do you go off of some hearsay? Why do you just say, oh, I heard they're controlling the weather, when I just showed you in the first hour and a half, massive proof, I'm about to show you more. What did they do 15, 16 years ago when I did an hour on chemicals in the water, namely atrazine, that you put the allowable amount that the government says is okay, and it makes the vast majority of the frogs sterile and makes the majority of them want to have sex with other males so their population collapses. It does the same thing to every other species. Every other family, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, birds, all of it. Fries them. Not to mention all the cancer and the others. Deformities just gets worse from there. They take an hour-long thing, as we found the original show. We ought to get that on X. I forgot to do that about a month ago when Chase ran across it. The whole famous gay frogs ran. They just got me at the end saying, look, this isn't about hating gay people. And it is. Most of it's chemical. They're just confused. It's not that they're actually, you know, that. It's just they're just, it changes in the embryo. All embryos are female at first, and they express the male. You put a little bit of atrazine in there, and it makes a lot of your physiology and your brain hermaphroditic. So the males are getting smaller, weaker, penises are smaller. You can hate these people all day. I don't. Most of them are literally been chemically altered embryonically. And I said, I don't hate those people. I understand they're mutants. We're all mutants to a certain extent. White people are all mutants in our chromosomes. We're recessive. But the point is that they're accelerating the mutation process. They admit they're testing mRNA to kill a bunch of people to get all sorts of new gene expression that they're looking for in this mass test. That's also a part of it. So, what do they go with? The thing at me at the end, hitting my papers on the table, saying this isn't about hating gay people. It's about not putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay and depopulate the frogs and the humans by extension. They took that one thing that could make it sound like it wasn't scientific and ran with that to then discredit anybody else that ever came around with the science that I just covered for an hour. So they tried to take the good I do and twist it and turn it into something bad they could use with all the TV shows and all the comedy late night shows all attacking me because they were worried about people figuring out about endocrine disruptors. Well, now you got Elon Musk and RFK Jr. and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and everybody else talking about it. And then it boomeranged back and they went, wait, Alex Jones said all this with they're making the frogs gay and it didn't work. Whatever the enemy throws at us is turned against them. No weapon formed against us shall what? Prosper. So I've seen how God works. So I want to go to break here in a few minutes and I want to come back and I want to get into the rest of the news on weather weapons for everybody. But when I say breakaway civilization, they're building their own world. They're in the year 2050, basically. That's a dead reckoning number. But in their own stuff, they say that. They've already decided where they want to take us. We have to understand the world they're building that's a post-human world. They believe they're going to have a new species that's going to rise. They've decided they're in the position of controlled evolution, in their words, whether you believe in that or not. And they have taken control of human destiny. And I'm saying these are really bad, selfish people. We shouldn't allow that to happen, and we should change that. And I told you decades ago, I believe because God told me and I know that there will come a time when this stuff goes from beta to operational that humanity will then rise up and understand this and we will course correct. It's going to be rough, but it'll still happen. Now, I told you that decades before it happened. You're now witnessing what I told you happening. So I want you to have courage and beyond faith, knowing because you're seeing it happen. Yes, faith is important. It's key. But God has set this up where you can see it now in your face. Because God knows we're up against a lot. God understands that, obviously. And so we're being given the greatest discernment and the greatest tools, and God's got his hand on Trump and hand on you. And when you just trust in God and walk in faith and do the right thing and stand up for what's right, you're incredibly powerful. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back, and I will blitzkrieg through all this news and show you the documents that I mentioned earlier in the first hour and into the second. And again, I know it's critical we stay on air. I know history's happening now. I know everything we do today is having a bigger effect than anything we did before because our credibility's so high, your credibility's so high. People's minds are ready and souls for the truth. But it takes capital to do that, and I make it so easy to support the broadcast, whether they shut down InfoWars or not, by supporting our sponsors at drjonesnaturals.com. They sold out of Next Level Financial Energy. They got a limited supply back in yesterday. It is not a stimulant. It is the concentrate breakdown of what your cells operate on as their main energy source, folic acid. It becomes methylfolate. And then it's got all these other compounds and B complex in it that supercharge into the cells. It turbocharges cellular energy, cleans them out, powers the mitochondria, and within 30 minutes of taking it, you feel a lot of energy, but there's no letdown. And it's you take it at night, you sleep better. You take it in the day, you have more energy. It's next level. That's why it's Next Level Foundational Energy, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. Kava Chill is incredible, not a depressant, but it relaxes you in a focused way. It's 60% off. Silver Bullet, selling out colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, great topical or ingested in the mouth, antibacterial, viral, you name it. It's 33% off. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. And then our huge sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. We have, if you think the iodine's powerful, this is next level. Ultimate sea moss, a particular type of tubeted sea moss that is full of a special bioavailable type of iodine that has all these trace minerals and vitamins supercharged in it. Then they concentrate it and put it in these gummies that are delicious, and you take one a day, and you get over a month's supply. It's a big bottle of Ultimate Sea Moss, 40% off for one bottle. It's even more when you get two or three bottles in the combo pack or the two-pack at thealexjonesstore.com. They got a limited run of these. It's from the top producer in the country, top rated. They let our sponsor private label it. Limited supply, thealexjonesstore.com. And when you're there, amazing T-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, limited editions. It's all to raise funds to keep this operation on the air one way or another. It's a big sponsor for InfoWars. Whatever happens there, well, hopefully we get a good buyer. We already have them. Will they be outbid on the 13th of November? We don't know. But regardless, they're pledged and are doing it. Lots of stuff going on behind the scenes to make sure we don't miss a step. We come out of the gate if they do shut this down. And I want to thank you all for your support. It's beyond critical. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. If you want to donate straight to the Legal Defense Fund, go now to realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com to donate. To get incredible products, thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
what science fiction writers like Jules Verne's 140 years ago wrote about, like rockets that take off, go to the moon, and come back and land again. Elon Musk has done it. Whatever we can envision, it's not like Oprah's Secret where it instantly happens, but with the potential of technology and society, and like Elon says, a big enough population, you need billions to build infrastructures that can do anything. And then once you realize the planet's tiny, and there's hundreds of billions of galaxies that are close, I mean, we can see, then you go, oh my God, we're like embryonic right now. We're like a tadpole. And we're not just like, we turn into a frog, we turn into a butterfly, it turns into a spaceship that turns into a god, basically. And so we're a tadpole right now. We can do anything. And they're trying to tell us, no, you're scum, you're ugly, you're racist, kill each other, because the globalists want to extract out of us that essence of infinity that God's given us, that God essence. We're not God, but we're little g, that the first book of the Bible tells us. They want to extract that and use that for their life extension, their empowerment, their greedy control, instead of all of us sharing this incredible magic metamorphosis we're about to have. And they're trying to block the birth pains of what we're about to become, but I can tell them, you're going to fail.
Girl, you gotta love your man. Girl, you gotta love your man.
Take him by the hand.
Take him by the hand.
Make him understand.
Make him understand. The world on you depends. Our life will never end. Gotta love your man.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
If you give the new world a ride, my darling, we will die. Hurricane Milton's blasting towards Central West Florida. We're talking about weather weapons. All right, there's no way to start this with the most important part because there's so much. I'm just going to show you a bunch of documents. You can write all this down. If you're watching on TV, you can get screenshots of it. Look up everything I'm showing you. UN world treaties, U.S. government laws, certified hurricane control documents, 1960s. It's all there. And again, I covered it all in the first and second hour. We'll take this and put it on the end of that, post it on X later today. People need to watch it. Not just you that's watching this live right now. But on top of the fact that the government can control hurricanes and can kill this hurricane and could have killed the last one, could have already killed Milton, you have them blocking aid in North and South Carolina and Georgia and other areas. And you have them now lying and not just giving a billion to illegal aliens, but having a secret $7 billion. That's all over the news now. That's Mayorkas for you. Yeah. He's a giant human trafficker. He's an anti-American criminal. He's Lex Luthor for real. Watchdog found $7 billion in untapped FEMA funds, even though DHS Secretary Mayorkas said none available. I have Fox News reporting it. Then you've got Dorsey asked KJP why Biden-Harris admin can't send immediate funding to Lebanon, can send money to Lebanon without Congress's backing, but can't do the same for additional disaster funds in North Carolina. She calls it misinformation. We don't want to answer, they just call it misinformation. The old word was conspiracy theory. It's a fact. Got a clip of her saying we're giving the money to illegal aliens in 2022. Now she says it's misinformation, doesn't exist. You want me to play the clip for you? No, it's all over the place. Hell, just go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it.
It's categorically false. It is not true. It is a false statement. No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
Okay, but it's misinformation. And then we've got Kamala with a shovel video where she obviously has never had a shovel in her hand and, like, stabs the ground with it. I mean, I shouldn't laugh at this. I mean, how did they find an idiot this dumb? All right, let me show you this first, and I'll plow into the documents. Breaking, lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude Hurricane Helena was DOD-linked weather weapon deployed against American people. Kind of a big deal. That's on Infowars.com. All right, there's no way to start with the most important document, because depending on how you research it, it's all important. But let me just start running through documents and mainstream news articles for you so you can go look this up for yourself when they say, Alex Jones claims, you know, that it's a weather weapon. There's no such thing. And when I say they're saying it, they're already saying it everywhere. Almost science fiction. NOAA.gov, and they've been removing this, by the way. Almost science fiction. Hurricane modification and Project Storm Fury. National Weather Service. 1960s through the 1980s. Total control of hurricanes. And those very type of aircraft you see here, they're still using those exact ones, taking off and flying into Helena and into Milton. And flying around in circles doing exactly you know what. 7th anniversary of the first hurricane seeding experiment. NOAA.gov. See that? They're removing all this stuff. Project Storm Fury. Wikipedia. Go read about it. And now you've got it. One of the biggest hurricanes ever, up to 180 miles an hour. Milton. All right. But don't worry. We got fact checkers saying that I'm saying we did it to get the lithium. I'm not the one saying that. Congressional reports on it. The footage of it showed in the last hour, the hour before, of the planes going around, sent by the Weather Service and by Department of Energy to control the hurricane. All the different little HAARP facilities all over the Western world, like in England, to control the weather. Got the people like Axelrod saying this is great, it's keeping conservative areas from voting. Played that video audio yesterday. But right now, and I've got all the footage inside the government aircraft of the chemtrailing geoengineering videos, CBS emitting lasers controlling the weather. The head of the program under Operation Popeye for the CIA and the Navy and the Air Force, Ben Livingston, played those clips 2 hours ago. Make Mud Not War, How the U.S. Weather Warfare in Vietnam, The Guardian. Operation Popeye, you can read all about it. Environmental Modification Convention of the United Nations, 1977-78. You can go to the UN. This is statedepartment.gov and read all about the weather control treaties they signed back then. They agreed not to tell the public about it in the treaty. The details, Environmental Modification Convention. Then they are now telling the public about it slowly. London Telegraph, scientists step closer to steering hurricanes. Oh, in a perfect circle, getting it to go where they want. Just like it does in the actual flight pass. See how that works? Scientists think they can control the weather with lasers. CBS News. All right. Now let's go into some documents. Okay, this is publication 94-490, October 13, 1976. 94th Congress, public law, ahead of the UN ratifying the law on the Weather Modification Convention. The law passed. Here's the law for you. Public law 94-490, 94th Congress. All right, here's another one. Patent granted for a system that manipulates hurricanes. We'll show you the patent in a moment. Oh, what's it use? This is in the 2003. I had the head of the HAARP program at the current time on in 2006. He, for some reason, the Pentagon called. The Air Force colonel said that the head of the HAARP program is a civilian. He wants to come on your show for some reason. He came on and admitted they control the weather and can actually light the atmosphere on fire with HAARP. They built systems everywhere, and they thought I should know that. The interview's out there. And here it is with HAARP systems, how to control a hurricane. U.S. patent application publication. It was granted. And that's 2003-0085296, May 8th, 2003. And it goes over how to control it, how to steer them, how to kill them, how to make them stronger, how to make them weaker, all using Doppler radar. And they've got giant floating mobile oil drilling platforms with huge control systems in the Gulf, the Atlantic, and they deploy it against the American people. That's how they steer it. They have all the figures there, how they do it, how they make clouds bigger, how they make them rain, how they dissipate clouds. It's all right there. Read all the science on that. They're just going to call this disinformation. I says, oh, it's just, oh, hey, you want to ban semi-autos, Kamala? Nope, disinformation. Hey, you said you gave the money to illegal aliens from FEMA. Disinformation. Doesn't matter you have the clip. Doesn't matter, I just showed it to you. Hey, you say X and Y chromosomes don't exist. That's right, disinformation. Here's one also from the federal government. Electromagnetic system to modify weather. Big giant report on that. Another patent. Complex artificial electromagnetic field array for particle fusion. Confinement in yield larger elements. That gets into weather control. Propagating sound through bodies of water to generate and direct wind. The purposes of moderating the affected weather patterns. That's, again, the federal government. CIA.gov. Worldwide countries likely to expand weather modification efforts. Huge links to huge studies right here. Weather modification. Current Intelligence Weekly Summary. Survey on weather modification, R&D program planning guidance on government operations of weather control, analytical summary, possible environmental restraints, environmental warfare, and what do you think we're under right now? This is like 20 pages long. Let me keep reading. Number 7, Central Intelligence Bulletin on the Russians using weather weapons. Weather modification, the Weather Services, Environmental Science Services Administration, Weekly Surveyor, International Aspects of Weather Modification. Let me keep reading all this to you. Climate geoengineering, a growing foreign policy and public perceptions challenge, but currently a low technical threat. This is from the 80s. Geoengineering, the answer to global climate crisis, Forbes. And Bill Gates admittedly advises the Department of Energy. And he's over the World ID program, and he's over the World Poison Shot program. Oh, yep, there it is. Let me show you another one on Bill Gates. This is Fox News, also Forbes. A Bill Gates venture aims to spray dust in the atmosphere to block the sun. What could go wrong? Dodging silver bullets. How could seeding go wrong? Cloud seeding adventures and disadvantages. Earth.org. How cloud seeding can help replenish reservoirs in the West. CNBC. Making It Snow, a brief history and review of the science behind cloud seeding. DRI.edu. Can geoengineering fix the climate? Hundreds of scientists say not so fast. London Guardian. Weather modification. Britannica. Encyclopedia Britannica. A look at the history of cloud seeding and its future. Sky News. 8 states are seeding clouds to overcome mega drought. Weather modification, a.k.a. cloud seeding and technology. Whose time has come? University of Arizona. Reversing climate change with geoengineering. Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, let's just continue on here. All righty. This is an interesting document right here you might want to read. Weather and climate modification. A report and a special commission in weather modification, National Science Foundation. 1985. You might want to read all about this. Introduction, scientific possibilities, biological implications, the social effects, the law, needs and opportunities for international cooperation, fiscal and organizational considerations. Introduction, the nature of science, the program, the means of controlling the weather. It goes through it all. Now, The conclusion by the late 80s was, don't ever tell the public about this, just do it. And I already played the CIA director earlier under Obama saying it. All right? You see, this is a whole book we printed. Overhead shot, please. You might just want to go read this. And this was republished. It was updated in the 80s. This is from 1965. Department of Defense, Air Force, what they're doing, how they can control hurricanes, National Science Foundation. And people will be like, where will we get it? I know this is on X later, and we're streaming it. They'll be like, show me the link. It's like last week when the Democrats filed in Austin court to take over the company on the hearings the 17th, it'll be the 18th. I posted like five things on X with the document, and then later the full show went up, and I saw the comments go, where is it? We don't believe it. It's not real. You just type in weather and climate modification report on the Special Commission on Weather Modification, National Science Foundation, or just type in National Science Foundation climate modification. Show everybody on Google for TV viewers. Just type it in and show them. Okay? I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make it drink. So, that is just a small smattering of what we've got for you. Oh, look, they typed in what I said, Pentagon weather modification. Oh, look, U.S. Department of Defense. Oh, look, weather modification. Wikipedia. Oh, look, National Science Foundation. Oh, there it is. Oh, God, third link. So hard to do. Where is it, Alex? Where is it, Alex? Where is it? 13 weeks ago. There's armed security here to close the building and kick me out. I'm going to call the police. I'm not leaving. Show us the people. Show us the... Show, you know... Will you stick a camera in their face, have a confrontation? And then 2 days later, the news. Yeah, they came to close it, but Jones won't leave. We want it shut down. And the court fired the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department. Bum-rushing us. And what did I say? I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. Not stupid. It wasn't about me. They know I've got their number. They know I'd go on air day one and say it was a stand down by the Secret Service. And I said, when I saw Ronald Rowe, I said, he's the one who actually runs things. This lady's a puppet. He's behind it. He's behind the stand down. It came out a month later that he ordered the stand down and lied to Congress. I've got their number. I've got their ass. This is all I do. So I'm going to say what I said at the start of the show. 2 hours and 51 minutes ago, and I'm going to say it again now in case you just tuned in. The government is a breakaway civilization. They're mad scientists. They treat us like children. We act like children. They're doing all this genetic engineering and all this chemical manipulation and all this weather control and all this other insanity. Playing God. You can go research it. Enough stuff to send them all to prison 10 million times is public. Imagine what we don't know. And it's a life and death situation to get people to understand this. Plus, it's incredible. It's wild to learn all this. It's cool and fun to fight evil. It's great to get involved. It's great to know about all this stuff. And I just feel like everybody's like me, and more people are. But, you know, when I was sitting visiting in the summer or Christmas down here in Austin from Dallas, and my mother's father, my grandfather, would just sit there at the breakfast table for 5 hours. In his overalls, or coveralls. What a character. Wore like blue or gray or green overalls, coveralls, all the time, and a Stetson cowboy hat. And he'd just talk about Wernher von Braun and space station plans and ICBMs and MIRV technology and Pentagon weapon systems and the New World Order and chemicals in the food. And my mother would say, your grandfather's a very eccentric man. And I brought up my mom years ago, like, well, granddaddy talked about building that robot for the Pentagon. Yeah, he did. We saw it at Berks, where it was secret, but they let us see the robot. They never produced it, but they did buy the robot. He made some money on the robot. I remember when we were little, you know, Wernher von Braun visited UT and we went and saw him. And I was just like, okay. So the point is that I guess I'm weird because I grew up around this. But you want to get weird real fast, people, because this is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is the whole shooting match. And it's not that my family is that special, though the government heavily tried to recruit in corporations out of Texas. Look at Ben Livingston's from Texas, the father of weather weapons. They tried to recruit my dad, and they did for a while. Well, he was 14 because he won a bunch of Texas contests and science fair stuff. And they said, oh, do you want to join NASA? Let's see if you can build this Union Carbide Ruby laser in 3 days and write a report on it. And then an 18-wheeler a week later pulls up at the ranch and offloads giant crate with all the parts with no blueprints. And my dad builds a laser and then wins that contest, like the last starfighter or something. And that's what Eisenhower had set that up. Eisenhower was out of power. I guess that was like in 64, so it was LBJ, but it was an Eisenhower program. I'm going to tell you, this is real. And that's how they were luring all the top brains in the country. We'll get this kid to join us. His mother, you know, is like, oh, he's winning all these contests. We're going to, you know, my son wants to be in NASA. Oh, lady, we'll put your son in NASA, all right. And you know what his first job was when he was like 15 years old? Plan 2, UT, already going to UT when he was 14, 15. MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility. Oh, you want to go to the moon, son? Well, going to the moon starts in the secret experimentation facility with terminal cancer patients. And my dad told me about that when I was a kid, and I didn't really understand it until later. You know what he was doing in there? You think Fauci removing the larynxes of dogs and letting flesh-eating worms eat their heads, that's all a test for young people to see if they'll do it. Well, my dad told me that it was beyond any horror movie he ever saw, and it was hundreds and hundreds of people coming through dying a month who were missing their lower mandibles and stuff because they'd had their lower thing removed because of cancer surgery, and they would sign paperwork in a secret program to allow them to experiment with lethal stuff on them. And my dad said he thought it was good for the first year there, except he kept noticing the head scientist got off on killing people and would act like they were having an orgasm when they were killing people. That's a quote. So my dad said, I don't want to be part of this project. They said, oh, we got another project for you. And that's where my dad telling me stuff stops. He said, you don't want to get killed. So let me explain to you about this government. They're bad. Real bad. And that's in the 60s. You know what else was at UT? You didn't tell me. They had CD-ROMs and computers that he didn't see deployed to the public to the late 80s in the mid-60s. He said the only thing different was the computer screens. And they have all under UT, a whole military base with a nuclear reactor. Did you know that? That was secret until I broke that 20 years ago. I'm not talking about J.J. Pickle nuclear reactor, research air reactor, North Austin. I'm talking about they got a nuclear reactor under UT. Did you know that? And again, that's just what my family saw, and that's the tip of the iceberg. You're not in Kansas anymore. You were never there. It's a breakaway civilization that thinks you're done and thinks you're over, and we have to admit this is going on and realize we're in a science fiction dystopia movie that's real, and it's only going to get worse the more we act like jellyfish. So no, I don't want to go play golf. And I don't want to go out and get drunk and get a bunch of women. And I don't want to act cool. I already did all that. I want to save humanity. I want you to wake up and realize, of course they're controlling the hurricane. Of course they're in control. They could have killed it. They didn't do that. They're convicted. Just as Dane Whittington said in the earlier report, he's on tomorrow. I can't do this without you. We're doing the most important work out there. It's all in God's plan. I humbly ask for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the incredible superfood, sea moss with next level iodine and all the other trace elements that are just over the top incredible. It is the superfood. It is the hottest thing. It is at thealexjonesstore.com. The t-shirts, all of it. I need your support. This is history. Why the hell wouldn't you want to come in for the big win? Thealexjonesstore.com. Donate to the Legal Defense Fund against the deep state CIA FBI attack at realalexjones.com. And hey, the government's not our enemy. It's been hijacked by bad people. There are a lot of good people on the inside, too, giving us all the intel. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to hit one final key document that I didn't get to that is probably one of the most important. This was declassified a decade ago. Overhead shot, please. This is the CIA secret memorandum to the Chief General Science Division of the Astrogeophysics Branch. Weather Modification, CIA, October 7th, 1965. And you want to read the whole document, subject Weather Modification, and you want to turn to this page here on screen, Weather Modification. It is clear that we must press forward to improve our ability to detect, track, and predict severe weather hazards. It is equally clear that the time has come for us to move vigorously forward to explore the possibilities of modifying and controlling the weather in beneficial ways. I cannot emphasize too strongly the importance of weather modification to the nation at large. If we in the United States were to acquire the ability to modify the weather in a substantial way, which they're already doing, to augment precipitation, to blunt the thrust of hurricanes, or make them stronger, and other severe storms, to support and to suppress hail to crop areas, to crops with lightning and discharges in the forecast area, and to dissipate all types of fog, we could have an achievement of vast significance. We would be able to expand our national economy and to improve the well-being of the American people in ways and to a degree that are now inconceivable. The ultimate benefits that weather modification can bring are almost unimaginable. And it just goes on from there. I'm going to file a special report on all this, and it gets into weather weapons all the rest of it. But they've been keeping this from the public. It's deployed and it's being used as a weapon system, just like they turn off the Keystone Pipeline, just like they block aid, just like FEMA just got caught with $7 million of secret money, and they're blocking the aid recovery. We know what they're doing. But remember, since the late 60s, and I covered it earlier, they have been able to control and kill and steer, strengthen or weaken hurricanes. They could have killed the hurricane that hit and Milton that's about to hit. And that is the fact, and that's why I'm saying it lays at the feet of the Harris Biden administration. It's really her now as the puppet, at least in the placeholder in charge. And this is such vital information. We're live right now. It's 2:03 Central. Got an incredible guest coming up, Leonardo Joni, amazing lady, for the next hour. And then Owen Schroyer will kick ass as usual, 3 p.m. Central. We're in a war for minds. We've got the truth. The enemy's got lies. They've got disinformation. We've got the evidence. We've got the receipts. We've got the facts. Only way we win is when you share the live feeds, when you share the archives, when you go to Real Alex Jones on X and share it like your life depends on it, because it does. We're over the top. We've got the initiative. Humanity's starting to win, but only if we push harder will this happen. And please support us at thealexjonesstore.com, where we have the incredible Next Level Iodine product, the best CMOS out there with all the trace elements. It's next level for your whole body. You need it. And it supports the broadcast. 40% off or more when you get multiple bottles and the t-shirts and all of it, thealexjonesstore.com. And for Legal Defense Fund, which is beyond critical, I want to thank those that have given, those that have it, whether it's a dollar or a hundred, do it now. Take action in the war. That's how we win. RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. I need your support. I can't do it without you. You're just as important as I am. Huge special guest straight ahead. They'll be back in 1 minute. Now, go to RealAlexJones.com. Please donate. I want to thank those that did and get great products right now to support the broadcast at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, When you call in thanking me on air, I say stop because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Leonardo Joni. I am hosting, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Really excited to be here. I think you guys remember last time I was here with Alex, I had been suspended on X, but I'm back. Shout out to Alex for helping me get that back. He tweeted at Elon, and 2 days later I had my account back, and, we're up and running. So you guys can go check that out. Twitter is leonardaisfunny.com. We got a lot of really interesting stories today, okay? So I'm going to hit a couple of different things. We're going to hit what's really going on in Haiti. Why FEMA is not funding the victims of the hurricane in North Carolina. And we have an inside scoop on the story of Mayor Adams being charged with 5 charges of public corruption, bribery and wire fraud. What really happened? So all that's coming up. So make sure you stay tuned. Before we get into that, I'd just like to remind everybody who's in Austin, I do have my stand-up comedy show this Thursday at 8 p.m., Thursday, October 10th, at Roscoe's Comedy Club. It's the last free speech comedy club. They've been getting death threats about continuing to host me. And kudos to them. They are not backing down. They are a true free speech comedy club. So really excited about that. Okay, so up on the panel right now, we're gonna go right into the Mayor Adams charge. It's the first thing we're gonna start with. And we have 3 of the people who are behind the suit that took down the corrupt Mayor Adams. Hi guys, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You guys are such New Yorkers. I love it. You guys, I'm originally from New York, so this hits close to home. I've watched New York deteriorate. I'm sure you guys have too. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit what's going on and then what your roles were in that. You can introduce yourselves and just tell the viewers what's really happening in New York.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. My name is Ray Velez. I'm part of the 6 that took Mayor Adams to the New York Supreme Court.
Nice.
My name is Joy. New Yorker. I'm a fired DOE employee. I've defied the mandates, and that was one of my reasons why I joined on filing this summary inquiry.
You're talking about the you're talking about the lockdown mandates with having to get the vaccine and the masks and all that stuff. Yeah, these are the old school New Yorkers that I knew and grew up with. People who were like, you're not going to tell me what to do with myself. Get out of my face. And unfortunately, yeah, that's not what we saw when we were there, right? We saw a bunch of people bending the knee, asking the government to tell them what to do. It really was sad, you know, really sad. Okay, and the last,
yeah,
can you go ahead?
Hi, my name is Jeannie Vega, and we filed basically the summary inquiry to challenge the authority of the mayor, who has no authority over the men and women of New York City, yet directed enforcement to essentially take the mandates and enforce them on you and I, instead of asking and advice, things like that. That's really all the mayor could do. So that's exactly what this particular summary inquiry, what it did was not so much challenge the constitutionality of anything, or it wasn't a lawsuit of any kind. This was to challenge the authority of the mayor who did these things, and to make him answer for himself. If not, he has to step down if he did indeed violate his duties and step outside the scope of his authority.
Yeah, this is really fantastic, because what you guys are an example of is American citizens defending their constitutional rights. Because we can see, we saw, like, these people are tyrants, and they will continue to push over our rights as long as nobody stands up, right? Benjamin Franklin said, you know, the person who gives up their freedom for safety deserves neither and will have neither. And so this is awesome. So, but Mayor Adams was saying something about how, oh, he's being politically persecuted for going up against Biden. What was that about?
It's, I mean, I know I can't say certain words. I don't want to.
A whole lot of BS, would you say?
It's a whole lot of trash.
Yeah.
Like we would say in New York, it's a whole bunch of trash and BS. He's not being targeted by anyone. What it is everything is weighing down on him. The waves are crashing in and he's up to his neck in what the people should be doing. What the people should be doing is holding these public servants accountable.
Yes.
And there's remedy. There's, you know, documents that have been in place since the founding fathers drafted them and initiated it that allowed the people to put government that has overstepped back into their place.
Right.
So the Constitution wasn't established just so the people could run around and say, I have constitutional rights. The Constitution was established so that you can put government back in their box when they decide to step out of line. So the mayor stepped out of line. Hochul stepped out of line. Any public servant that steps out of line, you take that founding document, you draft notices, and you start putting them back in their place, because that's what we are. We are the boss. They're not. They can't tell us what to do. They can't put us where they want to put us. They can't lock us up, can't put us in camps. They can't force things into our bodies. We tell them what to do.
Yeah, that is a fantastic reminder, right? Because they were, in fact, trying to force us. And then didn't New York recently pass a stipulation that said that you could not opt out of vaccines on the basis of religious objections for your children in schools? Do you guys know anything about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, my son was thrown out of school in 2019, and I fought the repeal bill. No matter what, Republicans, Democrats, you can't question the efficacy and safety of vaccines when you walk into these offices. It's either parental rights or a religious argument, but you can never even mention the safety and efficacy of vaccines. It's literally like a religion.
Right.
So obviously this violates my religious, it's a religious declaration to me. Something that would harm my child. My child's given to me by God. That's my gift, and I'm supposed to take care of it as that's my offspring. So that's my religious belief to pushing back on vaccines and being able to make decisions, medical decisions for my child. I don't co-parent with government. Government has no authority to tell me how to parent my child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically taking a stand, knowing your rights. Getting educated, being able to articulate your rights, and like Joy said, being able to write a proper notice, a proper document to hold your court on paper so that you can exhaust the administrative process and hold these people accountable. It's similar to a summons process, and that's exactly what we use in order to file the summary inquiry in the New York Supreme Court.
So you guys are really educated on your rights, which is fantastic. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say that bill that was, that they wrote for the, to repeal the religious, exemption is actually for grade school and high school. They haven't done it for college students yet. I actually wrote my religious exemption for my son. And so he was able to get his religious exemption for the mandates and for the mask, for college. But that's going to come down the line for those kids too. So.
Yeah, it exists. The bill is there. Jeffrey Dinowitz, Assemblyman, Democrat here in New York, definitely paid by Farmer. He's one of the ones who actually introduced. He's the author of the repeal bill on the assembly side, and I believe he holds that bill to repeal the religious exemption for college students, as well as for people for work.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. I mean, I think what's going on, what you guys are a great example of, is that we have the ability to defend our rights. And that people need to get educated, informed, and organized. And it didn't take a lot. There was, what, six of you who filed this suit? Is that correct?
Yes.
So
and in the charter.
Yeah.
In the charter, you only need five.
and a lawyer, an attorney, is not able to file a summary inquiry. It's only certain members of the New York City government and five men and women of New York City.
That's fantastic.
Citizens.
Yeah, that needs to be assigned to people because people have this idea that they're alone and that if they don't have thousands of people to rise up against them, they can't do anything. But that's total BS. It takes a small number and you become an inspiration to other people who feel the same way as you because there are tons of New Yorkers who are like, why should I have to inject my child? Why do I have to wear a mask? Who are you to tell me what I can and can't do? How many small businesses closed down during that time? I mean, I've been in New York my whole life, so I know, I've seen the changes. We used to have tons of mom and pop stores around. That was the whole uniqueness of New York. It was so idiosyncratic to the people living there. That's all gone. On every corner, you have a major bank or a pharmacy, big pharma, right? And this is all because they just keep crossing the lines of our rights. And as you guys know, you're dealing with the illegal migrants that are being housed and given money. Those guys don't know anything about rights. They're just happy to be here and have a meal. So if people want to find out more about you guys and how to support you guys, where do they go?
So we have a website and we are not an organization of any kind and we are not politically affiliated. And we don't vote. We don't push to vote. We don't work on campaigns. What we do is we get educated on our rights and we learn to write proper documents and we present ourselves in court rather than handing that over to an attorney. And
Perfect.
You can find us. Our website is nydejure.info.
And how do you spell de jure?
D-E-J-U-R-E.
Okay. So that's www.newyorkdejure.info?
Yes, right. NY, so short.
Oh, right. So NYDEJURE.info. Make sure you guys go there to support them.
Yes.
Why don't you update us where we're at right now with this suit and what we can expect?
So, we filed this. We did oral arguments and obviously, the judge was super biased. Well, when we did oral arguments, Ray was actually one of the people who did stand up and do oral arguments.
Do you know
and,
the name of the judge?
Very biased.
We'd like to shout them out. You know, anybody who doesn't want to defend people's rights, it's we want everybody to know who they are.
Want to put her on blast?
Got put her on blast.
My name is Honorable Judy Kim.
Honorable Judy Kim. So you've been entrusted to protect people's rights and you're shutting down individuals who are going up against a monolithic system. So you could do what? Get a little bit more funding for your next campaign? I don't think so. The New Yorkers are going to know what's going on here. Okay, let's keep
and
going.
She was leading the ADA, who filed the ADA, because we also took Alvin Bragg to court because he was supposed to follow through and actually look into this and
he
did not.
Who's Alvin Bragg? Because our viewers don't know. Who's Alvin Bragg?
He's the DA from Manhattan.
The DA from Manhattan.
Attorney.
Okay, that's another one.
Yes.
Alvin Bragg, the DA from Manhattan. Make
the
sure New Yorkers know.
Trump.
Who's that? What's that?
Yes.
He's the one who prosecuted Trump.
Right. Another politically motivated stripping people's rights, doing a kangaroo court. Let everybody know in New York, these people don't have your side. Do not get fooled by the party they're in. The parties mean nothing. They're taking everything away from you. They want you in 15-minute cities. They want you injected to the nines. They do not care about your rights. All right, tell us what happened when you were in the court.
Actually, for another shout out, we had brought this to the state Senate to show people what we were doing with Eric Adams.
Ooh.
And Senator Lanza, who's a Republican in Staten Island, shut us down immediately and said that he doesn't agree with us taking Eric Adams to court, that we're not allowed to do this, that our power should only be in voting.
Senator Lanza, let's put
and
Senator
that we're a democracy.
Yeah, let's put
that
Senator Lanza on blast. How does your, I know Staten Island. Staten Island is real red-blooded Americans who care about their rights.
Yes.
So, Senator Lanza, you're betraying your constituency. Let's see how that goes on the next election. I don't care. Let's take them all. Take them all to the cleaners.
I agree.
We could drop names. You let us know who you want to tell you all day.
Because here's the deal. Here's the deal. These people have names and they have addresses and they should be extremely uncomfortable. Their election to public office is to be the service to the people, not to take money and be corrupt and deceitful and take away people's rights. This is absolutely uncalled for. And this is happening all across America, not just in New York. Right. We see what's happening in North Carolina where they're refusing to help the victims of the hurricane. People go down there. They try to help them. They try to bring supplies. They're being stopped by FEMA. We're going to be talking about that coming up. But why don't you guys tell us where they're at, what we can expect?
So she did. So like I said, she was very biased. Usually when it comes to pro se litigants, they're very lenient and help us along the way. They did not. They treated us like this was our career and that we were supposed to know the next step. And they were very harsh to us. Meanwhile, leading the ADA and helping the ADA who incorrectly filed things. Right. She was putting words in his mouth. We have that documented. And she did dismiss this with prejudice. The one thing she did not touch was that the mayor not having authority. She did not try to combat that whatsoever in her dismissal. So we went ahead and we appealed this, and because obviously the main part of this is that Eric Adams stepped outside the scope of his authority, therefore violating his duties as mayor, as stated in the New York City Charter. And they had no argument for that, not the ADA, not the Corporation Council, and not the judge. So that's what we're going through right now. And the ADA and the Corporation Council is taking a very long time to combat our appeal, just as long as they took to actually write up their argument for the initial oral arguments. Mm-hmm. They said that this is something they never dealt with, and they did not know how to write.
Is there anything the people of New York can do to put pressure on the ADA to respond to this? Because I feel like this is one of the strategies of lawyers is to take a long time, wait for him to get out of office so there's nothing you can do and nobody cares about it. So what can the people of New York and even of America who want to support you, what can they do to put the pressure on these people?
File their own summary inquiry, especially here in New York.
So would you encourage them?
Learn how to exhaust the administrative process. Learn how to hold your court on four corners of a piece of paper so you can hold them accountable. But that's how we put pressure on these people when you have to request their oath of office.
Yes.
Make sure they have an oath of office. Once you have that in hand, you go ahead and you accept that oath of office, turning it into a contract because their oath of office is nothing more than a quid pro quo contract.
That's
so
fantastic.
When we actually go ahead and accept it, it turns into a contract. Now when they violate their oath of office, they are also breaking contract with you, and contract law is the most powerful law within their system. So that's what everyone needs to do is to get educated and learn how to draft documentation and essentially handle their own affairs.
So do you guys have information for this on your website? Can people reach out to you? Because you guys seem really well informed. You guys seem like you've really done the hard work, and that can be very difficult. Like, you're very intelligent people, obviously, and you've studied things. And so sometimes people can feel overwhelmed by the challenge that's in front of them, and it helps to have people who've gone before to lead the way to help them. And they don't need that many people. It could be just one family of five, which, you know, if there's any, we have plenty of that in New York.
Right. Well, the first step really is just getting educated. The first thing that you can do that will really
we have meetings. One of our open meetings.
Right. When's your next meeting?
Our next meeting is next Thursday.
And where is
it? We're open, public on Zoom.
It's on Zoom. Week, perfect. So you don't even have to leave your house. I know how New Yorkers hate the subway.
The 17th. Is it the 17th?
Our next meeting's on the 17th.
October 17th, and that will be at 8 p.m., and you can find the link for that on our website, nydujour.info, and you can hop on, ask questions, learn stuff. You can become a member.
That's perfect.
Free. So
that's
you get educated. You're privy to the education.
I'm going
to
give everybody the website again. That's nydejure.info. Next week on October 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern, you're going to be having another meeting where people can come in, they can learn, they become part of the group, and they can start to take their rights back. And I'll say this, you know, sometimes we feel this inertia like, oh, somebody else should do it, and this is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, because there's a huge reward when you start fighting for your own rights. You no longer feel helpless. You don't feel like there's nothing you can do, and you start to learn about your own power and your own ability, and it gives you a kind of strength and purpose that I feel like a lot of us are lacking in this world, because we have kind of everything handed to us, right? If you want Uber Eats, it just comes to your house. You know, you can get whatever you want in your Starbucks latte along with a shot of insulin, all of it, right? And so there's something to be said about what you guys are doing. You know, you're standing up, you're fighting, you're learning about your ability, and you're role models for your children, which is fantastic, because they're going to be the next generation, and they're going to look at, hey, my parents didn't cave and neither am I. And people need to understand, like, you need to be this for your kids, otherwise it's just going to get worse and worse. So I salute you guys, man. You guys are awesome.
What we're doing is nothing new, by the way. What we're doing is what the founding fathers in the 13 colonies did during the Revolutionary War. We formed committees of safety. And it's not just here in New York. You can do it in your state, all right, in your county, all over the country. Form committees of safety.
Right.
Get organized. And this is how you keep your local and state governments in check.
Right. Yeah, you get educated with the founding documents. Read the Constitution. Read the Bill of Rights. Read it.
Yeah, shut off Netflix and, you know, every show that's transitioning your children and show, you know, Black Mirror, everything should be desolate. Shut that off. Pick up the Constitution, pick up a dictionary. I know there's going to be words in there that some of you haven't freaking heard in a long time. It's not that hard. Get it together. Stop being lazy, because otherwise you are going to deserve the enslavement and your kids are going to be ashamed of you. Well, your kids aren't. Right. You guys are awesome. Seriously.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And thanks for having us on. Thanks for getting this word out about what we're doing. It's not easy, because it's not action that people are comfortable with.
That's right.
I'm talking about personally,
right? Because I've had my own stuff where I got a fight on X and on Instagram against censorship, and my account was banned, and the first thing I felt was like, oh, I can't do anything, this machine is so much more powerful. Yeah. And I thought, you know what, maybe I'm not gonna win, but at least I'm gonna give up a fight, because that's for me. But thank you guys. We got to go to break. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Hopefully I'll see you guys in New York. I know we have a mutual friend there. Good luck to you guys. Yeah. NYDEJUR.info. Okay, thanks.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
But there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so Keep it going, guys.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, everybody, welcome back to InfoWars. I'm guest hosting today for Alex Jones. My name is Leonardo Joni. I am a stand-up comedian based here in Austin, and I do have a show. It's my last show in Austin. It is this Thursday, October 10th at 8 p.m. at Roscoe's Comedy Club. You can go to leonardaisfunny.com for tickets. Shout out to Roscoe's Comedy Club, the last free speech comedy club in Austin. Well, probably in the country. You know, I'm getting banned everywhere. So who knows when the next time. I know I'm also doing San Diego November 9th. You can get all my tour info at leonardaisfunny.com. Thank you, guys. Okay, well, I've got a really interesting story for you guys today. I'm actually going to be covering a couple things. I'm going to be covering what's going on in Haiti, how that's connected to our illegal migrant problem, and how that's connected to why FEMA is only giving $750 to each hurricane survivor and not really going out of their way to help find people. So last time I was on, Alex, I was talking about the Haitian migrants. I think we were all, you know, heated about this because it was all over our news. You know, we had all these Haitian migrants being brought into Springfield, Ohio, and we're asking ourselves, why? Why are you imposing these people that don't share anything with our culture onto American society? And they're being funded, they're being given benefits and money and housing, and Americans are going without, and we see Americans dying on the street every day from drug overdoses, homelessness, everything. Well, you know, I got to apologize a little bit because I also know that the media lies to us constantly, and yet I believed some of their stories, which have turned out to be total BS. One of the things that we need to see is the people that rule over us, the people that have occupied the American government, because it is clear that the American government is not working for the American people. But this is what's happening around the world. Around the world, we see governments that are not working for their people. They're working to oppress their people, to dismantle their societies, to tear the people apart. The migrant crisis isn't just unique in America. It's happening all through the European countries. Europe, for all intents and purposes, is being Islamified, right? And nothing against people who want to practice Islam, but there are Islamic countries in which you can do that. why are European countries being forced to convert, essentially, by the imposition of these people? Well, it's all a drive to tear us apart. Because nobody really wants to leave their homeland. That's where you grew up. Your ancestors' blood is there. So when we look at the fact that we have these migrants, and this time it's the Haitian migrants, right? But we had African migrants before this. We had Mexican migrants before that. We had Somalian migrants in Minnesota. There's a trend that's going on. Well, the people want us at each other's throats. They know that these cultures clash. They know that you're going to get upset when you see them getting the benefits and you going without. And the low route to take is to get angry at the people who are receiving the benefits and who are here. But they have no real power to do this on our own. It's not like the Haitians took over our government and took over our rights. No, they were brought here by our ruling elite who wants to humiliate the American people, show them that you have no rights. And as you saw from my previous interview, that's a lie. Do not believe that. Investigate your rights. Investigate how you're going to persecute these people. Yeah, it's going to be challenging, but you're going to know the strength that's in yourself. So one of the things that got me curious with the Haitian story was all of these publications saying what low IQ the Haitians had and how they were cannibals. And at first, I bought the story just like you guys. I came on here and I talked about it with you, right? And I propagated the same BS propaganda. But the thing that got me curious is we're living in a media that constantly has been pushing for diversity, pushing for the acceptance of all cultures, and in fact, the praising of cultures that are non-white over and above European cultures. So I thought, why all of a sudden is it okay to talk about a minority group in a pejorative manner, a negative manner? Why all of a sudden has that become okay after we've been indoctrinated through 15, 20 years of communism telling us how special and magical brown and black people are? Well, it turns out they're doing a nice divide and conquer tactic again, and they wanted to distract us from the real story. Really what's going on in Haiti, that there's such death and destruction, and that the people have to find either a way to escape or resort to gang violence. Well, you guys know the leader, Jimmy Barbecue, of the Haitian Revolutionary Group. We've been told that his name is Barbecue because he's a cannibal, and he's been eating his fellow Haitians. Turns out that's another media lie. And they took the fact that his last name was Barbecue, made up a whole story about it that was going to make people in America go, oh my God, that's horrendous. We should kill these people because they're going to kill and eat us. Typical of the media, right? The real reason his last name was Barbecue was because his mother would sell barbecue chicken on the side of the road, and everybody was named Jimmy in that town. And so to differentiate him from everybody else, they called him Jimmy Barbecue. Now, I'm not saying I know everything about this guy, but what I have learned is that he's actually leading a charge for Haiti's freedom. There's a major billionaire in Haiti by the name of Gilbert Baggio. And what you don't know is he's already been sanctioned by Canada for his role in illegal arms trafficking and human rights violations. He was named in the Pandora Papers, if you guys remember that, the journalist who published the Pandora Papers, which exposed this elite all around the world who has stolen nations' wealth, hidden it in offshore accounts, and is completely destroying governments around the world. Well, that journalist magically died in a car explosion, and the Pandora Papers went away. Well, we're not going to let it go away. Gilbert Baggio was in these papers. We can go to a link of Gilbert where they talk about this. He is of Syrian-Lebanese descent. He is one of the Syrian-Lebanese elite that is currently ruling over Haiti. And what happened was these guys are connected to the ruling elite, and they want only a certain political power in place in Haiti who will continue to unchallenge their power. Now, how do they do this? Well, they arm all the gangs in Haiti and tell them to kill each other. Does that sound familiar? Like the liberals and the conservatives at each other's throats in America? Well, it's a play from the same group. And what we need to do is we need to be smart before we take the bait and start foaming at the mouth to get rid, to start attacking each other. We need to step back, because when we're doing that, we don't see who's really responsible and we can't really find a solution to the problem. So Gilbert Baggio wanted his ruling political power to be in office. And the Haitians resisted. because the Haitians have dealt with enough. We know about the Clintons and the scam that they ran after the Haitian earthquake, where they robbed all of the money and the Red Cross and the money that they took from the donations of people pouring in around the world to help the poor Haitians. And they have a monopoly on the resources, so they keep the people poor at each other's throats. And so they armed them with these guns, intending for the people to go at each other's throats. And instead, what the people did was they led a revolution against this ruling elite that was trying to impose de facto slavery on them. Well, the ruling elite didn't like that so much. And since the ruling elite is connected around the world, they started pumping out stories like what we see here about how the Haitians were cannibals and how they just came over because they want to invade us, as opposed to escaping a horrible situation where they have people starving and, yes, eating each other. But this is not a thing that's unique to Haiti. All we have to do is look at some of the atrocities and genocides that happen around the world. Do not forget that at the beginning of the 20th century, we had the Holodomor Holocaust in Russia, in which they starved millions of people to death. And the people there, despite being ethnic Russians, descended into cannibalism, with mothers even eating their children. This is horrendous conditions that no human should go under. And these are the things that actually should bring us together across different cultural and racial lines, because it's actually our only hope. The Haitian people don't want to live in America. They don't want to invade your culture. They want freedom in their own country. They want the right to self-determination without their resources being stolen from them and squandered and monopolized so that they have no access and ability to build themselves up and then be portrayed to the rest of us as a bunch of savages who really don't care for anything except voodoo and eating each other. So let's be aware, okay? We know the media lies to us, but yet every once and again, we're all susceptible to taking their bait. Be smarter about things. If something doesn't make sense, let's make sure that we ask ourselves questions. Because we see the same thing happening here. The hurricane that hit North Carolina devastated the region. And this was in the Appalachian Mountains. Now, a lot of us are speculating, hey, does this have to do with weather control modification? We know that they can do cloud seeding. They want to say we're crazy for this. That's BS. We have plenty of CIA documents where they admit to cloud seeding and they admit to weather manipulation. But even if that hadn't happened, even if it was a natural disaster, our government's response has been an epic disaster. It's as if they want to kill the people, as if they don't care. So you can see across these two lines that it really doesn't matter what race you are or what culture you come from or what your religion is. The ruling elite wants you dead, or if they will... Actually, what they really do is want you enslaved. And when you're not willing to submit, they want you dead. They don't care. So we have a couple of stories about what's going on in the North Carolina hurricane. Before I do that, you know, the people in North Carolina truly, truly are suffering. And they're not getting any help from FEMA. FEMA promised them $750 per survivor. What a load of crap that is. They've given $700 million to illegal migrants. $45 billion to Israel, billions of dollars to Ukraine, but they only have $750 per survivor of the hurricane. And not only that, they're not going in to help people. And they're setting up checkpoints where when concerned American citizens are stepping up to help, they're being blocked. They're being told they're going to get arrested. This is total BS, but there are two organizations that are helping. If we could pull those links up. Because I know people are wondering where they should give. We don't want to give to FEMA. We don't want to give to the Red Cross, okay? These people just take your money and it goes to them, not to the people. But there are two people who have boots on the ground. I don't know if you could bring up one of those links. One of them is Tim Kennedy's group. Not sure if we're going to get them up. Let's see if I can pull mine up over here. Let's see. I want everybody to have this information. Who can we send money to? Okay, here we go. Okay, yes, one of them is Tim Kennedy's group. It is called Save Our Alliances. Save Our Allies. So it's give.saveourallies.org. That's what we have on the website here. Thank you for that. Sorry, but I know my links were a little... not great. So it's saveourallies.org. This is Tim Kennedy. He's on the ground. He's got people there helping directly. and they need our help. And then another one is this guy is on his own. He's doing this on his own. He's on X. His handle is Johnny Reb 1989. I think we hit, yep, that's it. It's John. Well, that's the Save Our Heritage. Yes, this is him. He's known as AP Hill Legacy Foundation. I've posted these on my X. So if you guys follow me on Leonardo is Fun E, I will pin them. We need to stand up for our American citizens because clearly the government's not coming for us. They're never going to help us. They are, really built on our destruction, but we're not going to let that happen because there's more of us than there are of them and they should be afraid. And speaking of people who should be afraid, we've got Alexander Mayorkas, who is the leader of the, I believe, the Department of Security. He's out shopping for expensive clothes while the people in North Carolina are dying. If we could pull up that link. We got him out on the street shopping. Now, this guy should be afraid to be out in public after the things he said. He went on publicly saying that they ran out of money. There we go. Mayorkas shops for high-end menswear, even as mass power outages continue in North Carolina. You should be ashamed of yourself. But he has no shame. These people have no shame. They know what they're doing, and they believe that you are so disempowered that you won't do anything about it. Well, the people should make him feel very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. I'm not talking about violence, obviously. But people can be, you know, every place that he's at, they can be shouting that he's a murderer. They can be shouting that he's letting the people die. They can make him uncomfortable to go out and spend luxury money for what? While people die? This is inhumane. Inhumane. And speaking of people who are inhumane, we have the director of the public affairs of FEMA. This is a person who's in charge of the FEMA response. Well, she locked, her name is Jacqueline Rothenberg. Went ahead and locked her X account after being called out for the absolutely atrocious response that FEMA had. Here she is. Here's another one that should be very uncomfortable. That's what these people don't know. These people who are murdering us, who are letting American citizens die, who are corrupting our government. You live in the world with us. And it's only going to be a short period of time before people get sick of your shit and throw you out of office. Excuse my language. I get very passionate about these things because I hate to see, you know, this is U.S. taxpayer dollars that's being taken from us. Supposedly we pay taxes so the infrastructures exist to help the American people. And yet when we need it, the money's nowhere to be found. It's being sent to foreign governments all around the world. It's being sent to migrants who just got here yesterday, never paid into the system. How is this fair? How is this a government for the people? The founding fathers rebelled over a 2% tax on tea. Well, Americans now pay 25 to 40%, even 50 and 60% of their income to the federal government. And many Americans are happy to do this because they want to help their fellow American citizens, not foreign migrants who are coming in and destroying our country, not governments around the world who engage in endless war and then want us to clean up their mess, not the economic hitmen of our country, supposedly our country, who go around destroying world governments for their economic benefit and then leave a blight on the American people. It's enough. These people should be called out. They seek to drive us apart. And it's not just here. This is happening around the world. We've got a story of the president of Mexico. We can pull that up. Claudia Sheinbaum, who said that Spain needs to apologize to the Aztecs, the Incans, and the Mayans for colonizing them. What exactly will Spain be apologizing for? Ending human sacrifice? Ending the atrocious violence that existed between the tribes? Here she is. We can go ahead and play this. I'm not sure if we could feed that into the system.
Un representante de Vox, ¿sí sabe? Vox es un grupo parlamentario en España. Dijo, La nueva presidenta de México, Claudia Sheinbaum, se ha comportado como una absoluta analfabeta.
All right, well, that's in Spanish, so I know people aren't going to understand what she's saying. But the gist of it was she's calling out to Spain to apologize for what they did to the Aztecs, the Incas, and the Mayans. Well, I'm looking at Claudia Sheinbaum. She does not look like an Aztec, an Incan, or a Mayan. So why is it that these people who have no connection to the quote-unquote people who have been victimized seem to champion for them and seemingly against white people? The Spaniards are white, despite, protestations from the English, maybe. But they are white, and they're being called upon to apologize for something that happened 400, 500 years ago. Now they need to apologize? Curiously, when Claudia Sheinbaum, who seems to have no connection to the Mexican people, gets to office, what's this about? This is about driving people at each other's throats. And they play both sides. So here in America, they tell us about the Haitians and the Mexicans and the Somalians who want to invade our country and destroy it. And I'm not saying that we should accept these people, because they are incompatible with American society, generally speaking. And when you import huge swaths of people who don't really mesh with your culture, you fundamentally change the fabric of your culture. And we have a right to defend the American way of life and the fabric of American culture, which is predominantly European, with a smothering of the foundational Black Americans who have been here since the beginning. No, not meaning to ignore them either, nor their contribution. But this is the fabric of America. It is not a multicultural, diverse society. That was never the fabric of America. Stop listening to the BS propaganda that they advocate. In fact, America was 90% white up until the 1970s, even the 80s. And then they started to change it after the 1964 Immigration Act, which specifically went against European migration, discriminated against European migration, and favored migration from these cultures, the Middle East, South America, Africa, that went and aimed to change the structure of American fabric. So they're doing it here. They tell us how these people want to come in and they want to take over and they want to destroy us. Meanwhile, they're the ones bringing them in. And then they tell the natives and the Africans and the Mexicans how white people are constantly oppressing them and destroying them. And then what we do is we face each other and we strangle each other instead of looking up. Who's doing this? Who's driving these narratives? Who's bringing the people in? Who's making the people believe that they're victims and we're oppressing them? And I'm not buying it. If white people and European people are so bad, why are they so accepting of other cultures? Why do they give them a place in their own societies? You'd never be able to go to the Middle East, for example, and build as many churches as you wanted to. And yet here we have freedom of expression and freedom of religion. So people come here and they build mosques and they build synagogues and they build churches. Sure. But it must be that there's something in European societies that people want to be around. So you can't have it both ways, people. White people, Americans, Europeans cannot both be awful, atrocious oppressors and be the people whose societies you want to live in. So you got to wake up. You got to wake up. And for the Americans, I'll say, we also have to recognize that we've been played. Right? We've been pushed into wars we had no business with. We now know there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And yet, they sent our men, and some women, to die there while destroying the society of Iraq, while destroying the government. Libya, same thing. Gaddafi was again made to seem like he wanted to invade and he was enslaving his people. Now slavery has returned to Libya. And Gaddafi did say, hey, if I go down, I am the last barrier between the African migrants in Europe. If I go down, they'll be in Europe. And what do we have now? He was proved to be a truthful person, not a liar. And that was Hillary Clinton who did that. And we know she doesn't love this country. We know she's full of BS, a liar, constantly lying. But these people do this. They destroy governments around the world. And then they let the fault fall upon the American people. Just the same as they now are inciting these old hurts, these old wounds, and saying that it was an oppressive Spanish regime that came in and destroy these people. They totally ignore the fights and the wars that were in between these tribes and the absolute viciousness and violence. I mean, there is, we can go ahead and take a look at this. There are, when we find Aztec remains and ruins and Incan ruins, there are skulls upon skulls built into their walls of the, they are remnants of the human sacrifice they went into. So if you want to ask for an apology from someone, Claudia Sheinbaum, maybe ask for an apology from the Aztec, Incan, and Mayan ancestors who sacrificed the innocent children. And by the way, they didn't just pick any kids. They wanted the best. Apparently their little snake god, Quetzalcoatl, or whatever his name was, said he wanted the most beautiful, intelligent children. So what are you doing to a population when you sacrifice their best? So this is just to say to people, you know, keep your head on a swivel. When you see a news story, don't automatically accept it. Ask yourself, what's going on? Why do they want me to believe this now? Let's dig a little deeper, because the truth is out there. You just have to look for it. You're not going to find it on Google. Anyway, you guys can follow me. I'm back on X. It's Leonarda is Fun E with an E at the end. That's my YouTube and my Instagram. Leonarda is Funny, spelled like funny. And on X, I'm Leonarda is Fun and then the letter E. I will be doing my final show in Austin, Texas. We have about 12 tickets left. So if you got the VIP is totally sold out. We have 12 tickets left. Roscoe's Comedy Club in Austin, Thursday, October 10th. You can get your tickets at www.leonardaisfunny.com. And then I'll be in San Diego on November 9th. So if you're in California, I feel bad for you. Don't forget, they're trying to shut down Alex Jones. Please visit the alexjonesstore.com to support him. You know they don't like it when people speak the truth. So we've got to be there for each other. Thank you, guys. I've been Leonarda Joni. It's been a pleasure hosting you.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.